as it gets for the end of October, Scott. You're right spot on.
Absolutely. Two teams, 8-1 coming in. Prairie, the district champions. Waterloo West, a district runner-up. Waterloo West lost their first game and only game of the regular season last week, losing at home to Cedar Rapids, Washington, 35-21. Meanwhile, Prairie put away the district title with a 40-28 victory at Kingston Stadium, a game you heard right here on KGYM. Two teams that had very good seasons, I think maybe surprising seasons a little bit, especially when you talk about Mark Bliss and Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Absolutely right. In both cases, I would bet if you went back and looked at preseason predictions, neither one of these teams figured in the first or the second spot in their districts, and yet here they are, and both recipients of great play from a couple of outstanding senior classes.
And for Waterloo West, you talk about a senior class that dominates, and that's what Waterloo West has. Most of their 22 starters on the field are seniors out there. They had a chance to win a district championship last week, came up a little bit short, but they brought out 4,000 to 5,000 people at Memorial Stadium. They've got the far side almost filled already here at John Wall Field. Wahawk football's back.
Absolutely. You know, there was a time in the 60s and 70s when they were a powerhouse, but fallen on hard times as of late. And yet, Coach Lonnie Moore, along with his son and a very, very good class of surrounding cast of characters, have really brought football back. And they believe, Scott, they believe after this 8-1 season that they can make a deep run in the playoffs.
First ever meeting between these two squads in the playoffs, as far as that goes, between Cedar Rapids Prairie and Waterloo West. Hawks a stalwart over the years as far as playoff competition is concerned. Prairie is making their 19th appearance. They were the state champs in 3A back in 1981. And Prairie has put together a pretty good string right now. This is their fifth straight appearance in the playoffs, going back to 2012. For Waterloo West, though, only the eighth appearance. First one since 2013. They went back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. But prior to that, they had a 21-year absence. You got to go back all the way to 1991, the last time that Waterloo West made the playoff run.
Well, credit that to their head coach, Lonnie Moore. He's come in and just steadily, through the years that he's been at the helm, really created a feeling of success around there. And a lot of it has to do with his son, who is the senior quarterback this year, and an ISU recruit.
Absolutely. Devin Moore, one of the best in the state of Iowa as far as quarterbacks are concerned. 128 completions and 200 attempts, 64% completion percentage, almost 2,000 yards, 26 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Those are good numbers.
Well, he's got a lot of talented receivers around him, and they like to spread him out across the field, and he'll wing that ball just about anywhere. So Prairie's defense is going to have to be wary tonight, because they're going to try and stretch the field and use every inch of it.
It's going to be interesting. Two teams that can move the ball very, very well, put a lot of points on the board. Prairie's averaging almost 42 points a game. Waterloo West, 34 points per game, but they're both stingy. The Waterloo West defense giving up only 13.7 points a game. Prairie only giving up 18 points a game. And if you throw out that 42 against Clinton, Prairie's been pretty stingy as far as the defense is concerned. But these two offenses do it in different ways. Prairie, they're going to try to smash the ball right at you. They're averaging 330 yards on the ground. Waterloo West has a little bit of trouble with physical teams and stopping the running game. They couldn't stop Ian Thomas in Cedar Rapids, Washington last week. On the other side of the coin, with Waterloo West, they're averaging 221 yards a game passing. Prairie, the one team that they saw this year that threw the ball a lot was Clinton. They gave up 42 in that game, so something has got to give here tonight.
You're right, and I think conventional wisdom says that this is going to be a shootout tonight, and we could see a score of 40-something to 30-something, but in that very well, could happen, too. The chances are very good that it'll happen. But I think your point is that the defenses might be the ones that could step up tonight and decide in this game who advances and who goes back and checks in their gear for the year.
Winner of this game will advance to next Friday's quarterfinal. They'll take on the winner of the game at Bettendorf at Tuvel Stadium tonight between Bettendorf and Iowa City West. The other games on the eastern half of the state in 4A, the other two, the top half of the bracket at Kingston. Randy Krejci keeping an eye on Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Western Dubuque. Winner of that one will take on the winner of the game over in Eldridge between North Scott and the Little Hawks of Iowa City High. We'll keep you updated through the night as far as playoff scores are concerned here at John Wall Memorial Field. We're going to take a short break here on the Holmes Murphy pregame show. And thank you very much to Holmes Murphy for being the pregame show sponsor throughout the year here on KGYM. Take a break. Come back. We'll check in with Dennis Kanak on the sideline. Have more pregame as we get ready for this 4A first rounder. Top 10 matchup. Number 8, Waterloo West. Number 6, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Back with more after this. You're listening to high school football here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Welcome back to John Wall Memorial Field. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Far side filling up, near side filling up as well. As you mentioned, John, before we got going here, it's a different vibe when you get into the playoffs here. It's a lot of hurry up and wait as far as coaches are concerned.
Yes, and in terms of just the difference feel that's around, first of all, you don't have a sophomore game. And so the people that usually come out and fill up the stands ahead of time make the stands look somewhat empty when the majority of people get here. Football's such a game of routine, Scott, that when players come out, unless they're used to this from having been in the playoffs in years past, it can be a little disconcerting at first. But usually lets go once you start hitting each other and the pads pop.
Prairie, and they're all black uniforms tonight with the white jerseys and the black pants with the white striping. Waterloo West will be in their road white jerseys with the maroon numbers and the maroon pants with the maroon helmets. Prairie and the black helmets as well. Waterloo West, we're awaiting the Wahawks to make their way back out on the playing surface. And we're going to get the national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. And in fact, let's join them right now. The Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks will have their marching band under the direction of Craig Ani perform the national anthem. Both teams must be on the field, and we're waiting for Waterloo West to come out right now, and we will get things rolling here with our national anthem. High school marching band, not out in the field. They're in the stands tonight with their rendition of the national anthem. All right, let's go downstairs, and we'll bring in the third member of our team, Dennis Kanak, on the Prairie sideline tonight. He'll be down there prowling throughout the evening here. Dennis, we've had a lot of playoff games over the years, but I can't remember a better weather night than we have here tonight.
Well, I would agree with you on that one, Scott. It is absolutely beautiful out here for a first-round playoff game. I can't recall one where the weather's been this warm, and a lot of the fans are out here in shirt sleeves and light jackets, and so it's a beautiful night for high school football for sure. And boy, do we have a dandy with two top-10 ranked teams going head-to-head out here, and we've seen this Prairie team a couple of times this year, and they're an exciting team to watch as well as Waterloo West, so we have a good one on hand. Now, when you get warm weather like this late in the fall, you also get some wind, and that is the case tonight. And as I found out on the golf course today, the wind will affect the flight of the ball a little bit. So expect the wind, which is gusting up to 15 miles an hour out straight out of the south, to have an impact on both the passing game and the kicking game. especially for the team going into the wind from the north to the south. So that is one factor of the weather, but otherwise it is an absolutely perfect night for high school football. So, guys, I will be on the Prairie sideline throughout the evening. We'll talk to Coach Mark Bliss at halftime, and if the Prairie Hawks are victorious, we will speak with Coach Bliss and some players at the conclusion of the ball game. And isn't it refreshing, too, guys, that we're starting on time right at 7 o'clock? We didn't have any pregame festivities to hold us up, no sophomore game, so here we go. Right on time, we're ready to go. Teams are meeting at midfield, and we're about ready to kick this thing. So we'll bring you updates throughout the night, guys. For now, back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Prairie wins the toss, and the Hawks want the football, John. And they will go into the wind here in the first quarter of play. And like Dennis talked about, it's going to be very important, this wind, especially for Waterloo West with the passing offense that they have.
Well, they'll start out with it at their back, so... But let's go back to Prairie for just a second. They won the toss. They want this football. Mark Bliss wants to get his offense on that field and march down the field and put 7 points up on the board right away and send a message to the Wahawks coming down 380 from Waterloo that, you know what, you're going to start off in this game from behind and you're not going to be able to catch up. If you're going to play catch up, we're going to make it tough for you because we're going to try and score every time we get the ball. And you know what? The chances are good because they have just about every game this year.
Prairie Hawks will receive the kickoff. Of course, Dalton Rayner taking over the reins from Dakota Simonson, a quarterback after the knee injury. 6'2", 190-pound, and a junior. 76% completion rating, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's been outstanding. Prairie with one 1,000-yard rusher and Joe Meyer already. Zach Gansky needs tonight 67 yards to get over 1,000 for a pair of 1,000-yard rushers. Joe Meyer, Preston LaGrange will drop back for Cedar Rapids Prairie and getting ready to kick off for the Wahawks of Waterloo West. With the ball on the tee is Ajan Muhammadajic. We are set to go. The playoffs for 2016 underway, and the kick goes into the end zone with the wind, and LaGrange will have it at the 20-yard line for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Up front for the Hawks, Hatfield, Nisley, Henick, LaGrange, Evan Lynn, Stuart Boston, the tight end for Prairie. 6'3", 200 pounds and a senior. Levi Usher, Preston LaGrange, the receivers. And the two runners, Joe Meyer, 5'10", 170 and a senior. And Zach Gansky, 6'1", 195 and a senior. Hunter Ely will be the blocking back for the Hawks. Three in the backfield. Now they'll flip-flop the tight end Boston and Meyer. They'll go slot left side on first down. Direct snap. Here comes Gansky. Trying the left side. Turns it up at the numbers and then push back as he gets to the 22-yard line. Caleb Dodd, a linebacker, pushed him back after a gain of two, maybe three, as Prairie went strong side on the first down play.
Yep, double tight ends, a wing back and a fullback offset to the wide side there. And nice job of coming up and making a tackle there right away by the linebacking corps for Waterloo West.
So it'll be second down, a little less than eight. Hawks on their first possession of the ball game. Two in the backfield, and here's the inside handoff to Meyer. Turns up 25-30. He's got a first down, and ahead to about the 34-yard line. Going to go for about 12 for Joe Meyer in his first carry.
That shows what good vision Meyer has. That play was meant to be run outside, out at the numbers, or at least the hash mark. Meyer saw the opening right in the middle of the field, cut it up north-south, got the first down.
Prairie's got that bunch formation on the right side of the line now. They'll go unbalanced to the right side this time with a slot that way. Here's a direct snap to Gansky off the right side and nothing doing. Maybe a yard pushed back. Good surge there. Sam Gerst, 6 foot, 215-pound senior linebacker for the Wahawks, was the first guy to get him. And that's going to be a pickup of about one for Gansky. Top of the hour, listening to high school football playoff action on 1600 AM, KGYM Cedar Rapids, and KGYMradio.com. Second down and nine. Time of possession is going to be big. If Prairie wants to win this football game, they need to win time of possession. Direct snap to Meyer, going left. Turns it up at the numbers and leans ahead to about the 39-yard line. Following that left side of the line, but third down and long coming up for Prairie.
Mark Bliss getting a verbal warning from the line judge here, Scott, for coming out on the field already. not upset, not yelling at anybody. He's just, I think they're holding by the protocols here for the playoffs.
Twins left, Twins right. Waterloo West showing blitz. Almost jump. Play clock down to 10. Prairie still looking at the sideline to Mark Bliss. Play clock down to 5. And back to throw is Rayner. Going to throw the right side. Man wide open. Caught LaGrange at the 44. Splits defenders. Got a first down at the 45-yard line. He was wide open. There was a mix-up there in the Waterloo West secondary.
Very soft coverage by the cornerbacks or safeties over on the wide side of the field there. That ball took forever to get out there as it was thrown very, very easily out there with no competition from the secondary at all from Walks.
Joa Banks Berry into the ball game. He'll go out wide to the left side. Trips that way for Prairie. And the direct snap. Gansky on the sweep. Coming left. Got a good kick out block, but a penalty flag is down into Wahawk territory, but I think this is going to come back. Zach Gansky took it for about 9 to the Waterloo West 47-yard line, but this is going to come back. And it's going to be a hold on Prairie.
Flag thrown right about at midfield there. Maybe the 49-yard line of Prairie. So march that back 10 yards from that spot. And the Hawks are going to be looking at repeating first down and about maybe 19 to go.
Kalen Burt, a defensive end. Brendan Clausen, a defensive end. Alex Schneider, one defensive tackle. Ryan Duffy out there as well for Waterloo West. Dylan Meyer, Sam Gerst, we mentioned. Caleb Dodd, the linebackers. Carlton Todd and Mario Wright are the two corners. Noah Susong had a strong safety. Preston Miller, and he's had a good year with 3 interceptions to lead Waterloo West. He is the free safety. First down after the 10-yard penalty. It'll be first and 16 back at the 39. As we're 3 minutes into it, no score. Prairie will send to the far side, Zach Gansky. Twins left, Twins right, and a penalty flag will stop this play, and I think we're going to have motion on the Hawks.
Well, this is something Prairie's offense has avoided almost all regular season, Scott. And for them to come out here at this early juncture of the first quarter and be shooting their toes off this quickly, this is very surprising.
5 more yards. First and 21 coming up for Prairie.
Mark Bliss is one of those coaches that doesn't show a whole lot of motion, but he's kind of visibly frustrated right now.
Brandon Hauser in there, the 6'4", 270-pounder at one of the offensive line spots right now for Prairie. Henick over the ball at center. Rayner in the backfield along with LaGrange. Now Prairie with more motion. They'll send 3 receivers right, 2 to the left. Empty backfield, off the pump fake. Rayner has all day. Now under pressure, wrapped up, down he goes. Coverage sack back at the 31-yard line, and coming in there was Kalen Burt, the senior defensive end.
Routes were all deep, 5 streaks going down the field, and when you don't break anybody off underneath short and allow for the safety valve pass there, that puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line, and they held well for a while, but there's a limit to how long they can keep their feet moving and sustain their blocks.
Second down and a bunch. Second at 24. Shotgun snap, rolling to the right side. Looking to throw Rayner, going to gun the near sideline to Banks Berry, and it's through his hands incomplete. Would not have gone very far as Harrison Amy, usually a running back, their leading ground gainer, was in there defensively that time for the Wahawks. And it's third down and a bunch coming up for Prairie. Tell you what, kudos to the Waterloo West folks. They have brought a ton of people down here tonight.
Great student section, all in their neon colors.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right, 4 Cedar Rapids Prairie on third down of the bunch. Shotgun snap to Rayner. He's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Being chased. In trouble. He will go down again. Another coverage sack, and this time coming up with the stop was Ross Brown, 6'4", 215-pound junior lineman.
When again, the offensive line held as long as they could, but there comes a point where you've got to let that ball go. If you just even throw it out of bounds anywhere near the receiver that could be out there, that's going to save you from getting sacked. But, man, that whole series just went backwards on every play.
And it all started with the penalty. Usher to punt. About 31 yards of boot, gets it away, and the wind's just going to knock it down. We'll take a Prairie bounce and a big one across the inside the 45, inside the 40, and down to about the 35-yard line. Not a bad punt. as it's going to go up for 36 yards. No score, 7-10 to play here in the first quarter of this 4A first rounder. So Prairie holds the ball for 4 minutes and 50 seconds, but they come up early, and the Iowa State Cyclone recruit Devin Moore coming out. He'll have first and 10 at the 35-yard line, thrown for 26 touchdowns and almost 2,000 yards for Waterloo West. Carlton Todd, Levi Linnaeus, Tayshawn Cooper, and Tyler Banker. They will go with four wide receivers, and Harrison Amy will be the running back. Although he is not starting tonight, it's Caden Paulus, the 5'10", 195-pound junior. Slot left side, and we've got a penalty flag down on the first play from scrimmage for the Wahawks.
My goodness, this has been a sloppily played game to this point.
It'll be procedure against Waterloo West.
Both teams' offense is their own worst enemy right now.
Nerves, maybe?
I think that's part of it. But you got to be able to come out and flush that right away once you get that first hit out of the way and then start executing.
Right now, Moore is out as a receiver. Carlton Todd is in there, and they're going to run it to right side, and nothing doing
that ball
for
came
Paulus.
Out. It came out.
Fumbled, and Prairie's got it. They were going to try a trick play right out of the chute. They were going to try a double handoff pass to Devin Moore, and Prairie got the ball in a fumble.
Yeah, the first handoff just never had a chance, and whoever it was that had that kind of bobbled it around and then was hit by a Prairie defender, and the ball went down on the ground. So this is a huge turnover, and hopefully this will allow Prairie's offense now to start executing.
So Prairie's got it deep in Waterloo West territory. They'll start things off at the Wahawk 26-yard line. Gansky in the backfield along with Rayner. He'll get the direct snap. Gansky going to the right side. Cuts it back at the 25. Inside the 20. And finally brought down at about the 19-yard line by Preston Miller, the free safety. And a good gain on first down of nearly 7.
What a big difference there by just the offensive line surge for Prairie as they came off the ball low and hard, did that great angle. Their pad level was low. Gansky running hard, didn't hit his first linebacker there until about 5 yards downfield, drug a couple of people along with him.
Ely and Meyer in the slot right side. And on second down and short, inside handoff to Meyer. Little stutter move as he gets to the line of scrimmage and then pushed back. Dylan Meyer, 6'2", 200-pound senior linebacker on the stop that time. And it'll be third down and short coming up. No gain on that last play by Meyer. 15 yards on 3 carries. No score here in the first quarter. Halfway through, the Prairie in the red zone at the Waterloo West. Just inside the 20, almost to the 19. It'll be third down and a little more than 3. 3 in the backfield. Slot right formation, direct snap. And coming to the right side's Levi Usher. Turns corner, got a block, 15. Cut back to the 10-yard line, giving ground and trying to get away from Carlton Todd, who whips him down. And this is going to be a very interesting spot, John.
Where do you spot this? Do you get forward progress?
Looks like they are going to give him progress, and that'll be a first down.
Because Usher made some very good positive yardage, but then he ran backwards in an attempt to try and go all the way across field, broke a couple more tackles, but then was thrown down at least 5 to 6 yards beyond where that forward progress was.
And literally thrown down. We'll go down to Dennis after this play, because that was exciting. First down at 10, Prairie. 5:17 to play, first quarter, clock running, no score, but the Hawks looking to get on the board. Usher to the left side. They'll send Meyer in motion right to left. Off the long count. And inside handoff. Not much there for Zach Gansky. Takes it down to about the 11-yard line. Dennis, that was a weird situation down there, wasn't it?
It was indeed. The spot was interesting because it looked like his progress had continued, and I thought they may spot him back behind the 10, behind the 15, but they did give him a nice spot. Up around the 11-yard line, guys. So second and long here for the Prairie Hawks. But interesting run indeed. But a gratuitous spot for the Prairie Hawks back upstairs.
Rayner out of there. They're going to get to Usher. He's going to try it again. Flooding that right side. Cuts it up. Gets to the 5. Ran over Wahawk, but the ball comes loose. But Prairie hops on it. Right there, saving the possession, was Zach Gansky at the 8-yard line.
Usher covered both ends of that ball, could see the end zone a couple of yards in front of him, and he put his helmet and shoulder pads down and tried to put the lift drill on a linebacker. But the ball came out. That's just aggressive ball running, though.
Yeah, he got it back, though. Third down and about six. Fort Prairie from the Waterloo West 8. Ball in the right hash mark. In the backfield, Meyer gets a direct snap. Coming to the right side to the 5, to the end zone. Stretches and got it. Touchdown, Prairie. 8-yard run by Joe Meyer. Took it himself off the right side, and Prairie on the board, 6-0. They take advantage of the Waterloo West turnover.
Two backs in the backfield leading that charge out there, and they just ran right over to the right hash mark and then relied on Meyer to put his head down and find the seam in there, which he has done all season long to perfection.
The left-footed kicker, Joel Collette, to try the extra point. Good snap, and the kick on its way, and it is good. 3:49 to play here in quarter number one, and it's Cedar Rapids Prairie 7 and Waterloo West nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to John Wall Field after this, as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Before the kickoff, let's go down to Dennis Canuck on the sideline with an update. Dennis, some real slobber knocking going on down there.
Oh, my goodness indeed, guys. That hit that caused the fumble down there, and Prairie was very fortunate to get the ball back. Zach Gansky hopping on it there, and the Prairie Hawks up 7-0. But one of the biggest collisions I've seen all year being down here on the sidelines. I mean, you could hear it clearly and see it clearly, and no wonder the ball came loose. But Prairie, very fortunate. They got the ball back and pushed it in. They're up early. Guys back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Kickoff, Collette, a short one. It's going to take a bounce and off one hop, picking it up at about the 12-yard. Tayshawn Cooper gets across the 25, stood up, still on his feet, pushing ahead, and they'll give him the 31-yard line. Good return by Tayshawn Cooper, and here comes Waterloo West back out there. They tried trickeration on their first play from scrimmage, and it went all wrong.
Well, I think you're going to see him go back to something a little more standard here. I don't mind that Lonnie Moore came out and tried to sink a dagger in right away on the first play, but you've got to be able to execute better than they did.
Moore in the backfield now. First down at 10. Splits. Twins left, twins right for Waterloo West. As Lonnie Moore, Devin's dad and the head coach, calling the signals. Down to 10 on the play clock. And they'll try the inside handoff. This is Amy tripped up. Short game as he got submarined at about the 34-yard line. And the stop in there. Jawante Rogers, the 6'3", 235-pound senior D end for the Hawks. And little hurry up here for Waterloo West. They'll show it on second down. Four receivers in the game. Pretty much at all times for the Wahawks. They'll split them left and right here. Moore back to throw. The lefty looking left. Throws, and it's incomplete. Too tall for Carlton Todd. Broken up there for Prairie. Brady Moore. And it'll be third down.
Devin Moore is such a commanding presence back there in that shotgun. My goodness, he's 6'4", 215. And the left-arm thrower can really put some bounce on that ball. He is a good-looking prospect.
A huge offensive line for Waterloo West. Third down and 7 for the Wahawks. 10 to go on the play clock. They'll send two receivers left and two to the right. And now they'll send Linnaeus in motion. Back to throw Moore. Rolls to the near side. Throws, and it's too tall. Incomplete. Tried to get it to Linnaeus on the little wheel route coming out of the backfield. And over there, Bohr again, also Borsuth for the Prairie Hawks.
Boy, and just like that, three and out as the punt team comes on the field. So Waterloo West, to this point in the game, with only 3 minutes left in the first quarter, they've only had four offensive plays run.
Back deep for Prairie. will be Jalen Smith. We're number 27 now. And punting it for Waterloo West will be Muhammad Madajic.
Should be able to get it up in the wind and let Mother Nature do some work for him.
35-yard average, gets it away, but a low end-over-end kick, returnable. Smith at the 30, coming to the right, 35, to the 40-yard line. Lowers the shoulder and gets up to the 45-yard line. Did not use that win. He kicked it low, and a 15-yard Smith return that time all the way to the 45-yard line.
Nicely fielded and returned, as he had to have brought that over for at least a good 15 yards after he pulled that in.
Only a 36-yard punt with the wind. 7-0 Prairie, and the Hawks with the ball at the 45-yard line. First down for Prairie. Rayner back in there. He's got one setback. And double slot left, and now they'll flip-flop. Ely and Meyer will go to the right side. On first down, they'll send Meyer in motion. Direct snap, Gansky up the middle, kicks it to the right, to the 50, into Waterloo West territory, and close to a first down. He'll take it down to about the 46-yard line. Burt in there, and also coming up, Mario Wright to make the stop from his corner spot.
My goodness, how many bodies on the line of scrimmage on the right-hand side for Prairie that time? You want to talk about unbalanced. I think that was double unbalanced.
Boston over there. Evan Lins, the 320-pounder over there as well. Second down and about a foot. 2:20 to play first quarter. Same play. Up the middle. First down, Gansky. Gets to about the 41 before Jonathan Jackson brings him down.
This is the Prairie offensive line surge that we've watched all season long now, Scott. They're starting to get under the pads of the visitors from Waterloo and push them back, keep their feet moving, hit until the whistle.
First and 10, Prairie at the Wahawk 41, Meyer slot right. He'll start in motion, off the fake, Gansky off the left side, following Lins. And then he's pushed back, but they'll give him the 38-yard line. And it'll be a pickup of about three right there for Cedar Rapids Prairie. That's already seven carries and a total of 29 yards right now for Zach Gansky.
Yeah, a lot of wildcat in there as you just with the quarterback, Dakota Simonson's injury, and he's down on the field right now on crutches. They're just relying a lot on that wildcat to their two main running backs.
Second down and seven. Gansky gets the snap, trying to get to the right side and pulled down. Good defensive play there by Noah Susong, the strong safety. And a little slow to get up was Gansky that time.
Yeah, I think that bent him backwards in a way he's not used to coming down. Very close to a horse collar tackle.
Very close, but I don't think it was.
Well, official was right there at a best view in the house, but it was close.
Third down, long nine coming up. Minute to play, first quarter, 7-0 Prairie. Hawks will send Levi Usher to the left side, the talented junior. LaGrange and Meyer right. They'll send Meyer in motion. Rayner, low snap, off the fake, back to throw. Throws deep middle. Man out there and off the hands of Usher. And incomplete. He was behind the Waterloo West secondary.
Yep, great fakes in the backfield by Dalton Rayner. Just put a tad too much on it, or he would have hit Usher in stride, and that would have been candy, taking candy from a child.
Fourth down, and Prairie will punt. They'll try to pin Waterloo West deep, and Walks, at first, we're not going to send anybody back there. Now they will. And dropping back for the Wahawks, I believe, is Cameron Happel at about the 5-yard line to get the Usher punt. Play clock down to three. Low snap, no pressure, and gets it away. End over end kick. And we'll take a sideways bounce, and Ely covers it up at about the 12-yard line. So a very good punt right there, 29 yards, but effective.
Zach Gansky came off the field on that last play right to head coach Mark Bliss. Mark Bliss grabbed him by the elbow and took him over to the trainer, and he's being attended to now on the training table. It's like they're taking his shoe off.
Not good news right there, and we'll get an update on that. First down, Waterloo West. And they'll have it at the 12-yard line. Might be the final play here of the first quarter. We shall see. Prairie showing blitz. Here they come. Moore on the inside. Handoff to Amy, trying to spin away, and gets about two to the 14-yard line. Tried the little spin move, and could not get things done, getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Prairie Hawks, Chance Halfhill. That'll be a gain of two. So far, no passing yards in this first quarter for the Wallhawks. They'll have, no, they can let the first quarter clock expire, but it looks like they will run a second down play. Moore gets a shotgun snap, and he's back. He's going to throw it deep down the near sideline, going out there and overshot his man, Cooper, incomplete. Stride for stride with him was Marty Borseth. 4/10 of a second remaining in the first quarter. That's good scorekeeping right there.
And that's why they wanted to get that play off before the half expired, because they were going for the home run ball, and they had the wind at their back. Might as well take one shot at it. He's
absolutely
got such a strong arm. But as you said, the secondary coverage there for Prairie, solid.
Cooper wanted a penalty, but he wasn't going to get one. So it'll be third down, though, for Waterloo West. Already 0 for 1 on third down tries. Third and long again. Moore gets a shotgun snap. The lefty rolls near side, throws sideline, and incomplete off the hands of Cooper. And another three and out at the end of the first quarter coming up for Waterloo West. We're at the end of the first in this 4A first rounder. It's Cedar Rapids Prairie 7, Waterloo West nothing. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back for the second quarter after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
We'll go down to Dennis Canuck after the Waterloo West punt here. And the Wahawks will have to punt it into the wind. And Smith back deep at about the 48-yard line. I'm not sure the ball might get there. Line of scrimmage will be the 13 here on the punt for the Wahawks. I'll give you the first quarter numbers coming up in a moment. Here comes the rush, gets it away. A spiral kick angling to the near side. Wind knocks it down, and it'll take a Prairie hop. And it will be down at about the 30-yard line, so only a 17-yard punt. Dennis, we'll go down to you real quick with the injury update.
Yeah, guys, quickly, they are working on the left, it looks like calf and Achilles of Zach Gansky. They've been working. They had him rolled over on his stomach. They've been looking at the calf and Achilles area. They had him off the bench. Now they have him back on the bench. Shoe is still off. Coach Mark Bliss has been very attentive to this situation, but right now Zach Gansky is still being looked at by the trainer. We'll keep you updated.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. On first down, Rainer back to throw with the wind. Throws near sideline, leaping catch made. Boston, 20, 15, breaks the tackle down the sidelines. They're going to say he stepped out at the 9. Gain of 21, it'll be first and goal. Or did they say he didn't step out? It looked like the official said he stepped out, but I think they're giving it to him now.
Yep, that official did say that he stepped out, but I believe he was overruled. This did go for the touchdown. Nice underneath play action, a crossing route, and he went to the underneath man, Boston, who just tiptoed down the sideline unmolested.
Touchdown, Prairie. After the short field, swinging gate right now. Rainer calling signals, and now Prairie. We'll try the extra point with Collette. We're only 17 seconds into quarter number two. Here's a snap, placed down, kick on its way, it's up, and it is good. And it's 14-0, just like that, John. And now Waterloo West going to be going into the win, and they're down two scores.
Yep, and this is what Prairie has done to teams all season long. They just keep the pressure on you offensively and find a way to score on almost every possession, and then pretty soon you look up at the scoreboard, and it's like, oh my gosh, we got to get some offense going here. And then it's almost too late. So, I don't know. Devin Moore just has not been able to get any rhythm offensively for his Wahawk team here. They've had three possessions. One play on the first one was the fumble that ended up being a touchdown for Prairie. And then a couple of punts. But in two cases, Prairie has had a very short field to work with as they started one possession at the Waterloo West 26 and this last one at the Waterloo West 30. Give them that short porch to Prairie. That's not something you want to do. Mark Bliss's offense will make you pay.
And even with the potential injury to Gansky, so far so good here for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Gansky is up. His shoe is back on. I think he got a little tape job from the trainer there. He has not been given his helmet back. He's doing a little lateral work on the sideline. I think he's coming back in.
Here is the kick. Collette with the wind, and it will go into the end zone about 6 yards deep. And Waterloo West going to have to go the full 80 yards. After one at Kingston, no score between Washington and Western Dubuque.
It's tough kids in Epworth. I don't think a lot of people understand that. But I'll tell you, from having coached against him in wrestling for a lot of years, you get a kid from Western Dubuque, he's tough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they may be maybe doing some more meeting if Western Dubuque, as possibly rumored, goes into the MVC soon. First and 10, 20-yard line. And Moore in the shotgun, this time moving into the wind here in the second quarter. Prairie showing blitz. Kelly up there on the line. Prairie right now, John, they've got eight in the box. Down to eight on the play clock. Two receivers left, two to the right. High snap. Moore will hand it off. And this is the backup. This is Caden Paulus up the middle trying to establish that run. Gets about 4 yards. Hauser on the stop for Prairie.
These running plays for Waterloo West are very slow developing. And they haven't been able to get any kind of an offensive line push against Prairie's front four.
Second down, six from the 24-yard line. Again, the Hawks showing some blitz, disguising it a little bit with Jim Dostal's defense. One setback, that is Paulus. And Moore back to throw, looking for the quick out. Leaping catch made, and a quick hit put right there at about the 28-yard line on Levi Lenius. Good hit put on down there by Mitch Jones. And it'll be third down and two coming up for Waterloo West. But the first completion, one out of five on the night for Devin Moore. See if they keep it on the ground here on third down and two, and they will. They'll run the read option. Hand off. Paulus, he didn't get there. Stacked up, pushed back by the Prairie defense. And leading the way, Rogers again for the Hawks. Also in there for Prairie was the long-haired one, Mr. Calvin Hienick. Wash has gotten on the board at 7-0 Warriors. Thanks to Randy Krejci for that.
So once again, the Wahawks going to have to punt into this stiff south wind.
And once again, another three and out. That is three and outs and a fumble for Waterloo West. Muha Dodgic will kick it away. Smith back. Gets the punt away off the side of his foot again. Wendell knock it down. Takes a sideways bounce. Goes out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That'll be a 23-yard punt. 14-0 already in favor of Prairie, and they're looking for more here with another short field.
If Waterloo West allows Prairie's offense to go down and score on this possession, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to hang in this game.
First quarter numbers, 59 total yards for Prairie to one for Waterloo West. And that's pretty much domination at this point. Time of possession right now is 10:24 for Prairie to 2:32 for Waterloo West. Meyer all alone in the backfield. Rayner on the sideline right now. They're going to send Usher in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep, and Meyer, little move up the middle, 45-40. He's broke loose to the 30-yard line, breaks a tackle. Ball is knocked away from behind, and Waterloo West is going to get it at the 7-yard line. Meyer had it, knocked away from behind. You're seeing more and more D-backs do that, John, and it worked to perfection.
He bounced that to the outside and was clearly going for the corner of the end zone. It was a certain touchdown run, but one lone defender for Waterloo West came back up and did the tomahawk chop strip from behind, and out came the ball. Oh, my goodness.
At the 7-yard line, maybe a game saver right there for Waterloo West. They'll have it for the fifth time, and they'll get it after the fumble. Moore gets a shotgun snap. Inside handoff to Amy, and up the middle, crosses the 10 out to the 11-yard line. And not much right there. Going to go for about three, and it'll be second down and 7.
Are these runs that they're trying to do for Waterloo West, or just it's basically zone read option, and Moore has handed off every time to his tailback, who's not a very big guy back there, but the offensive line hasn't been helping him in any respect either.
And it's a big offensive line. Second down, long 7, snap back, Moore to throw. Going to throw deep down the far side. Man out there, caught, over the shoulder catch of the 50, Todd to the 40, down the far sideline to the 20, and he's gone. Waterloo West on the board, and they've turned the game around here as it's an 89-yard long bomb for the touchdown to Carlton Todd. And that's what Devin Moore can do.
And that, folks, in the course of just two or three plays, is a 14-point swing in this game. A sure touchdown run for Prairie going in, fumbles, and then the 89-yard pass, the bomb the other way for Devin Moore and his Waterloo. That's a 14-point swing in this game, Scott.
Yes, it is. For Carlton Todd, averaging 17 yards a catch. That's his 11th touchdown of the year. 14-6, Prairie on top, but the momentum with the Wahawks. Extra point is up and good. And just like that, Waterloo West on the board here. 8:49 to play in the first half. We got a wild one. It's number 6, Prairie, 14, number 8, Waterloo West, 7. Back with the kickoff after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at John Wall Field. We'll have the kickoff, and then we'll go down to Dennis with an update here. As Waterloo West into the wind, an exceptional throw from Devin Moore for the touchdown. Joe Meyer, near side. Preston LaGrange on the far side for the Prairie Hawks. And here's the kick. It will be returned from about the 2-yard line. Here comes LaGrange to the 10, angling left, 15, cuts it back middle of the field to the 20, and stood up as it gets to about the 23-yard line. All right, Dennis, we'll go down to you on the sideline for an update.
Guys, immediately after that 89-yard touchdown by Devin Moore, Joe Meyer was spotted him down on the far sideline all by himself, knelt down with his head down, and his coaches and teammates were immediately coming down trying to pick him up, encouraging him, because that young man has to get right back in the ball game and perform as Gansky is still walking around down here with his helmet but not back in the ball game. So, guys, keep your eye on that back upstairs.
Rayner on the handoff inside, up the middle, Meyer. A little bit of an opening, and he's close to a first down. As he'll take it to about the 34-yard line. Going to depend on the spot here. And they will move the chains on the gain of 10. Meyer, including that 43-yard run, is up to 76 yards here in the first half. Meyer's over 1,000 yards, and Gansky very close. First and 10, Prairie at the 34-yard line. Unusual formation. And now the Hawks will get into it. Here is a direct snap, and this is Braxton Zimmerman. He's the backup now to Gansky. And he'll take it to about the 38, maybe the 39-yard line for a gain of five.
I'll go back to that touchdown throw for just a second, the 89-yard strike to Todd from the quarterback, Devin Moore. That was an extremely well-executed play. When you consider how far that ball was thrown into the wind, hitting his receiver in stride, I'm just not. If you gave him 10 more chances to do that play, I don't think he could have ever done it better than he did on that time to execute that play.
Slot right, Zimmerman on the right hip. They'll send Meyer in motion. Double handoff. Here comes Meyer to sweep. Cuts it back and hit hard. Behind the line of scrimmage by Jonathan Jackson. Going to lose about a yard back to the 38-yard line, and that was good penetration by the Wahawk defense.
Waterloo West defensive tackles are tough. They're good size, and they stay low. It's very tough to drive them off the line of scrimmage.
How about this after the first quarter? Xavier 28, Assumption 6 over at Saints Field. All the scores after the game on the scoreboard show. Prairie, so far, 3 out of 5 on third down tries, and we're going to get a timeout. Mark Bliss wants to talk things over with 6:51 to play here in the first half.
Took a look at the formation and what the defensive set was for Waterloo West. Didn't like something he saw there. And considering how crucial this third down conversion setup is going to be, I like this call. He's got all of his offensive troops out there on the numbers right now, and they want to make sure that with some new faces in the game, especially in the backfield, Scott, that they convert and pick up this first down and keep the ball in their hands.
Get your scores coming up at halftime. As we mentioned, we got the scoreboard show, the postseason variety, coming your way tonight on KGYM. And Jeff Downing will have all the scores through 11 o'clock tonight. Might even have, they should have all the scenarios set for the quarterfinal round. They know the brackets.
Brackets are set, so everybody knows who they. There's only two teams that each team could possibly play, so that's right.
Just depends on who's home and who's away, and they've got a formula for that.
There's going to be a lot of people listening to Jeff trying to see if there were any upsets in the first round.
Third down, a little more than six, coming up for Prairie, up 14-7. Zimmerman in the backfield, in for the injured Zach Gansky, who is still on the sideline. Does have his helmet back, though. Trying to get loose. Here's Rayner, the quick out. Low pass caught over about the 40-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, though. And making the catch over there on the far side for Prairie was Joe Meyer.
That's going to bring the punt team out for the Hawks. And you can just feel right now that long touchdown pass for Waterloo West, it infused their defense, who looks like a different unit out there right now.
But it will be with the win, the punt here for Levi Usher. Line of scrimmage is going to be the 42-yard line here on this fourth and two, a little more than two. He'll get it away from the far hash mark, down to three on the play clock. High snap, no rush. Usher is going to try the fake, and he's got it.
Yep.
Tried the rugby-style punt, took it himself, and got the first down at the 49-yard line.
Ran into the boundary, and there were no white jerseys over there to keep him honest. So all he had to do was find where that first down marker was, get a section beyond it, and go out of bounds.
Heck of a play by Levi Usher.
Might have been another reason they called that timeout, too.
And it's first down Prairie. And now the momentum swings back to the Hawks. 14-7 Prairie, halfway home here in the second quarter. Wide side of the field to the left, off the quick count, double handoff, Meyer up the middle, squeezes through, 50, 45, little spin move, still on his feet and close to a first down. All the way down to the Waterloo West 42-yard line before Jackson made the stop in there along with Dylan Meyer.
Boy, that's just great blocking up front by the offensive line for Prairie, and then tough, tough running by Meyer, who picked up an extra hard-earned 3 or 4 yards after he was wrapped up by one and then the second guy. Just refused to go down.
Give me another score coming up in a moment. Second down and short. Rayner in there at quarterback. Direct snap. Zimmerman will take it himself and gives up ground, but there's a penalty flag prior to the play. And it's going to be a false start on Prairie. How about this? Second quarter, Regina 28, West Branch nothing.
Well, West Branch, you know, has just been devastated by injuries, and I don't know whether or not they've got Lenock in that game, but if he's not playing in that game, that would be real tough for the Bears to line up and know you have to try and beat the six-time defending state champion without your stud.
Second down and six after the five-yard false start. Preston LaGrange in there, slot left. Levi Usher back in there for Prairie, and Rayner on the sideline right now. Look for this to be a run. Direct snap, and it goes to Meyer. Two blockers in front, cuts it up at the numbers, and stood up right at the line of scrimmage. And Meyer tried to get the corner there, just could not do it. Ryan Duffy, a defensive end on the stop.
Might have got a yard and a half, maybe a long one. But again, you've got a key third down conversion here that they've done a good job on this particular drive of keeping the ball in their hands and the chains moving.
4:34, clock running, first half, 14-7 in favor of Prairie. Third down, little less than five from the Waterloo West, 45-yard line. Off the fake, Rayner to throw, being pressured, being chased, caught, dropped, back at the 45-yard line. Jonathan Jackson has been a nightmare tonight for Prairie.
Yeah, he's been in that backfield all night long, and especially when Dalton Rayner goes back to pass. That time it was a sprint out, and he just got run down from behind.
Third sack, this one for a 10-yard loss. And Prairie will have to punt. No faking this time, you wouldn't think.
Levi Usher is going to have a nice stiff south wind at his back here. If he gets this up and lets Mother Nature take care of it for him, he should get a nice punt off.
Mario right back at about the 20-yard line, single safety. Snap gets away, gets a high floating kick, and you got it right on the nose, John, but it's going to take a big hop into the end zone. Going to be a 55-yard punt, but a net of 35.
That's okay. With one exception, been very difficult for Waterloo West to move the ball offensively here tonight and to get that ball in the end zone and make them march 80 yards. Like the odds right now for Prairie fans.
3:40 to play. And Prairie up 14-7. The Waterloo West scoring on their last possession. They have only one first down, but it was a biggie.
That's right.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Banker down to the right side along with Lenius. Now he'll go in motion. They'll put Trips to the left side. Off the fake. Moore. The quick out. The hitch. Caught at about the 20. 25. Down the sideline and busting free. And Usher twisting Caleb Dodd out of bounds. Or was that Cooper? No, it was 11.
I think it was Tayshaun
Cooper.
No, it was
Cooper, number 17.
And he is quick. When you throw that wide receiver screen out there to him and get him on an island, he breaks past the first couple of would-be tacklers, goes down that sideline. He's off to the races.
Gain of 33 for Tayshaun Cooper, the number two receiver coming in with 30 catches. First and 10 from the Prairie, 47-yard line. 3:31 to play, first half. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Amy, the lone setback, long count, down to five more. Looking to the near side, throws low, incomplete. Trying to get it to Banker. A little bit of confusion right there, and I think Moore just threw it away. And Moore, 3 out of 8 for 126 yards and a touchdown so far for the future Iowa State Cyclone.
Only the second time in this first half, Waterloo West has penetrated into Prairie territory.
Second and 10 from the Hawk, 47. Tight formation. Slot on the right side, Moore out of the gun. The lefty rolling, far side, throws the sideline, and a catch made by Cooper. Did he get a foot down? Yes, he did, at about the Prairie 26-yard line. He tapped the toes for a gain of 21.
Well, it's plays like that that you can see why Iowa State is very excited about having this young man come to Ames. He has got such a strong arm, but that was a great reception as well.
First and 10 after the gain of 21. Carlton Todd coming in motion. He'll line up slot to the right side. Off the fake, they'll throw the quick hitch to Todd. Nice spin move to get away. 30, 25. He's in the open field, and he's going to go, and Todd will tie things up. Touchdown, Waterloo West. Two hitches, just quick outs, Both were big plays, and that one goes for the score.
Yeah, and this is what they have had so much success with all year, is getting the ball out in space where you've got one-on-one matchups, and that particular pass should have been defended and tackled literally back at the line of scrimmage. But once the Todd broke free, he was off to the races down the sideline, and he has got the speed to run past people.
Extra point try coming up. Very important one by Muhammad Dajic. It's on the way, and it's good. 3:12 to play, and it is now a tie game. Waterloo West 14 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 14. It's been a tale of two games so far here. 3:12 to play here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM Sports.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores, because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Quick strike offense for Waterloo West. Prairie has dominated the time of possession, but the big play, the fumble, the strip from behind, as Prairie was going to go up 21-0. High kick into the wind, and one of the upbacks fielding it at the 20-yard line, crossing the 30 and up ahead to the 33-yard line. See where they mark it. Forward progress was to the 33, but they might back it up to about the 31-yard line, and that looks to be the case. Yeah, this whole game swung after that potential touchdown turned into a Waterloo West possession.
Meyer has that breakaway run. He's going in for the touchdown, then it gets tomahawk chopped from behind, fumbles it, going in for the score. Ball goes back over to Waterloo West, the 89-yard touchdown pass, and all of a sudden, what was going to be a 21-0 Prairie lead is all of a sudden we're looking up and it's 14-14.
Rainer going to try the quick out. Caught at the 30-yard line. Making a man miss. Preston LaGrange up to the 40-yard line and hit out of bounds. Close to the first down marker is LaGrange. And it's going to depend on the spot if they move the chains here. Officials will mark it and they will move the chains. First down for Prairie. Let's make it the second catch of the night for LaGrange. Western Dubuque, halfway through the second quarter, they've tied Washington 7-7. Going on at Kingston Stadium. Direct snap, rolling the pocket to the near side. Rainer guns low, incomplete to Usher. Going with the wind, over there was Mario Wright on defense for Waterloo West along with Noah Sussong. Tough to roll left and throw.
Always
that
tough.
Way.
Good play action. But that when you roll out to your left and you're a right-handed quarterback, that's a tough throw to make all the way over on the far left sideline.
Here's an eye-opener. Second quarter, Pella and Oskaloosa tied at 7. That's an old rivalry. Rainer out of the shotgun, being chased. In trouble, down he goes. Nobody picked up the right side. Sam Gerst, the blitzing linebacker.
Man, and there was a back there for Prairie to pick him up, but he just let him blow right by him, and that is not going to look good on film.
Loss of 8, and that is the fourth sack already for the Wahawk defense. All the way back to the 35-yard line now. Prairie will face a third down and 18. 2:19 to play first half. Tied at 14 after Prairie went out to a 14-0 lead. Shotgun Rainer. Quick out. Caught by Usher. Turns it up to 35. Got a block at the 40. Little stop and go move and out of bounds as he takes it to about the 47.
I love the way Usher puts his pads down and tries to put the hit on whoever's going to come up and try and tackle him.
So it'll be a punt situation, we think. It's 4th and 7. They got 13 there. Usher is the punter. He's already tried one fake. Ooh.
They're not going to punt.
Mark Bliss going to roll the dice here.
4th and 7. Ball's not quite at midfield, and Hawks are going to go for this.
At least show it. Down to 6 in the play clock. Rainer rolling right. Stops. Throws right side low. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Preston LaGrange, and Waterloo West going to get it at the Prairie 47-yard line.
Man, is it hurting not having Zach Gansky in there right now? I think that is a big blow to this offense for Prairie, not having Gansky in there.
Hawks give it up on downs. And Waterloo West with a chance to take the lead here with it at the Prairie 47-yard line. LaGrange, one side, Borseth on the near side at the corners. Levi Usher, the safety. Bohr dropping back to help. Mitchell Jones in there as well. We're going to get a Waterloo West timeout. Wahawks will take their first here with a minute 59 to play here in the first half. Well, it has been about as entertaining as we thought it would be, John.
Yeah, and right now, this is the first time that we have seen Prairie show a little bit of doubt non-verbally in their pad, Scott. I think that they're a little shocked right now. They're feeling the fact that Gansky is out and still sitting over on the training table, and as I look at it right now, the trainer's just shaking the head right now and just not looking good about him getting back in the game at this point. The way he was getting up and moving back and forth, I thought sure he would be back on the next series. But evidently something else has transpired since then.
Yeah, he's got that knee. It's up on the training table right now and with the right knee kind of exposed. He was twisted down kind of awkwardly. First and 10, Waterloo West. Lenius in the slot left side. Now they're going to empty the backfield and go with a double slot. Five receivers. Shotgun to Moore. He's back. He's going to throw it deep. Going for Todd again for the home run ball and overshot him incomplete. Preston LaGrange was back there. And let's go down to Dennis with an update on the Prairie sideline.
Hey, guys. You were talking about Zach Gansky. He is still on the training bench. He won't be back in the first half. They have ice on that lower left leg now. Trainer talking to him and keeping a close eye on the situation. He was up moving around doing some lateral moves, as you said earlier, John, but still walking with a noticeable limp, and so they've sat him back down and iced it. We won't see him the first half. We'll check his status for the second back upstairs.
All right, second down and 10. Thanks, Dennis. Moore rolling to the left side. Throws off the back foot and completes a strike for a first down. Over in the far sideline to Tayshawn Cooper. Just a beautifully thrown ball and an out at the 37-yard line.
Man, that was a long pass by the quarterback, Devin Moore, over there. But as good as that strong arm of his is, the soft hands of Tayshawn Cooper are impressive, too.
Timeout defensively for Prairie. And they're going to talk things over here as Waterloo West has had their way here in the second quarter in the last, well, probably 10 minutes. Prairie led this thing 14-0, 7 seconds into the second quarter.
Yes, and we're going in for the 21-0 score when Joe Meyer, the running back, who looked as though he had broken away for a clear touchdown, and the 21-0 lead just lost the ball from behind as it was stripped out down inside the 10-yard line. And everything has been Waterloo West momentum since that point. You could just see the confidence that gave the defense for Waterloo West. And now it's translating into the passing game. They're smelling blood right now on the deep balls against this secondary for Prairie right now. And I think that's what this timeout is more for. The first coach out on the field was Ashton Northern, the secondary coach, and I think he wanted to talk a few logistics about covering those deep passes right now.
So after the timeout defensively, first down and 10 for Waterloo West at the Hawk 37, tied 14-14. Wahawks still with two timeouts remaining. Moore, high snap, back to throw. Just flings it down the middle of the field, short incomplete for Cooper in the deep cross, and Borseth was there for Prairie to break it up.
Good pressure by the defensive line there for Prairie. Made the quarterback, Devin Moore, unload that much sooner than he would have liked to have.
Threw that off his back foot.
Man, and he still got it 40 yards downfield.
Halftime score, Pella Christian on top of Sigourney Kyoto, 14-0. So it looks like one versus two next week. Second down and 10. Four receivers aiming the backfield. He's in the block. In trouble, Moore retreating. Still retreating. Retreating about 20 yards. Going to throw it upfield off the back foot and tipped away and almost picked off. Good defensive play by Mitchell Jones, the senior 175-pound D-back. We've got an injured Hawk at about the 50-yard line. Boy, Moore gave up about 20 yards right there.
Pretty nimble, though, as he had turned completely around, run over to his sideline, and then just as he was about to get hit, threw off of his back foot all the way down. And again, another 40-yard pass downfield on the sideline there that was very nearly pulled in.
And that's Chance Halfhill, who had the lineman's dream last week with the interception return for a touchdown, and he's up. And he's walking off under his own power now. So that's good to see.
Yeah, he'll have to come out for a play, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's right back in there on the next one.
Third down for Waterloo West here in this tie with just over 90 seconds to play in the first half. Listening to high school playoff football tonight at 1600 AM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Also, thanks to everybody tuning in. KGYMradio.com and on the KGYM radio app. Crowd starting to get into it for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Three receivers to the right. One to the left on third and 10. Prairie showing blitz. Here they come. Moore, deep drop, setting up the middle screen. It's caught. 30-yard line to the 25, to the 20, down to the 15. Spinning, looking for running room. And brought down right there at about the 15. They're going to mark it at about the 17-yard line was Lenius, who got loose right in the middle there in the wash.
That was the right call at the right time because Waterloo West has been throwing the ball down the field, deep routes, sideline routes, and then when he went back and just dumped that off in that little center middle screen area there, the defensive linemen a bit hard for Prairie, and so it left it wide open.
First and 10 at the 15-yard line. They're in the red zone. Here is the read option. Hand off. Paulus still on his feet. Or make that Amy. Gets close to the 5. They're going to mark him down at about the 6-yard line. As he got pinballed around a little bit, but a gain of 9 on his fourth carry. Still time remaining. Clock down to 48 seconds. Waterloo West still with 2 timeouts. They'll go no huddle. Same play, and a penalty flag flies. And we'll see if this is going to be false start or somebody jumped for Prairie. And Waterloo West going backwards. Nope, going to be against Prairie.
Oh, my.
That's going to give the Wahawks the first down.
Oh, my, half the distance to the goal line, and that's going to take it down to about the 3-yard line.
First and goal, Wahawks. 43, and the clock starts now. 19 on the play clock, so Waterloo West will get a play off here. No doubt about that. They're going to bring in a fullback. They're going to bring in Sam Gerst as the blocking back. And the handoff, Amy off the right side. Close. Second effort. Closer. Did he get in? No, he did not.
And the clock continues to run.
And Lonnie Moore is going to get a timeout.
He better. He's got 2 to burn. He needs to stop that clock.
Timeout as they're going to mark it inside the 1-yard line with Amy.
Good second effort there by Harrison Amy as that was stood up right at the line of scrimmage on the 3.
Dennis, we'll throw it to you. How close is that ball to the goal line down there?
Guys, they got it marked at about the 1-yard line. His momentum was stopped and he rolled forward. So a correct call by the officials. They have it just at the 1. So interesting play call coming up here with second and goal with only just under 20 seconds left, guys. A running play could run that clock, but West still has some timeouts to burn, so they have their options open. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks.
I'd be shocked if they don't run a quarterback sneak with Devin Moore here.
You still got a timeout.
You still got a timeout. You still got a couple of downs to play with. It's only second down with the ball on the 1-yard line. Somehow, Prairie's got to find a way to deny the 7 points here and force a field goal, perhaps. Or, better yet, get a fumble turnover.
19.7 seconds remaining. Here we go. 3 in the backfield. Moore under center. It's going to be a sneak. He just dives over the top of the pile and got it. Touchdown.
That's the right call.
That's the 6'4" quarterback coming through.
That is the right call.
Devin Moore with the touchdown. And Waterloo West on top, 20-14. 20 straight points for the Wahawks. And they score with 17 seconds remaining here in the first half. And a silent Prairie crowd below us. Extra point try coming up here. And it's up and it will be good. So 17 seconds remaining, and this thing has changed 180 degrees.
My goodness, when you think that at one point earlier in this first half, Prairie was on a breakaway run going in to take the lead at 21 to nothing, and then the fumble, which turned everything around, and mighty momentum has swung Waterloo West way. Prairie has not been able to recover from that fumble.
No, they
between
haven't.
The ears right now, they just have not been able to recover from that turnover, Scott. And now they find themselves down 21-14 to Waterloo West.
Halftime 7-7 between Washington and Western Dubuque. Out there at Kingston Stadium.
First round games under this new format are a whole different character than first round games in the past when there was 32 teams qualifying. And if you don't come out prepared, you can be upset in the first round. I'm just here to tell you, we see this so many times in basketball tournaments, Scott. We see it first round of wrestling tournaments like at the NCAAs or the state wrestling tournament. If you don't show up first round with your best A game, you can get sent home early.
Absolutely. 17 seconds to play. Here's the approach, and it's going to be a squib kick. And Boston will dive on it at about the 35-yard line. 15 seconds remaining here for the Hawks. And we'll see what Mark Bliss wants to do here. He wants to roll the dice. Already did it once, and unfortunately came up snake eyes.
Does have one timeout. I wouldn't think that he's going to get too crazy here, though.
Dalton Rayner, the quarterback, is in the backfield. Braxton Zimmerman in there for the injured Zach Gansky there as well. See what Prairie elects to do on first down. They're going to throw it. Back to throw. Rayner going to throw it deep to Usher down the near sideline. He's got
he's
it in
got
stride!
It.
And he's going to go for the touchdown!
No flags.
Beat Tayshawn Cooper! What a throw by Dalton Rayner!
Dalton Rayner throws the strike in stride with the wind at his back to the all-around athlete, the multi-sport athlete, Usher, who cradled it in and ran it in.
65 yards, and that was a thing of beauty. Catch number 22 and the eighth touchdown of the year for Levi Usher.
Oh, did the Hawks need that shot in the arm.
Wow. Extra point try from Colette to tie it up. Yeah, we thought we had maybe the best 4A game in the state tonight. Now we got an official stopping the clock here, or stopping the play, I should say. And the long touchdown pass, and we got a penalty against Waterloo West.
Oh, this will tempt you to go for two.
That'll go.
And they're gonna bring in their offense now.
Yep.
This is very tempting. When you've only got a yard and a half or so to get, that's very tempting. And I got to think that Prairie's going to find a way to get this.
Get that momentum back right here. They are going to go for two. It was a half the distance.
I promise you, Mark Bliss has a play reserved for this situation.
Usher out to the right side. Four in the backfield right now. Three in front of Meyer. Gets a direct snap off the right side. And did he get in? Ooh. Second effort's
going to
be
know.
Close.
Yes.
He got it. He got in. Just barely. 22-21. Prairie.
Boy, it was questionable there.
Wow.
They stood him up at the line of scrimmage. And then he had to try to burrow that last yard in there best he could. He had a great body lean to get it done.
Well, Dennis, you saw all that transpire. That's a lot to report on down there.
Well, the
The opportunity to go for two came up due to the fact that Waterloo West was flagged for 12 men on the field. So Mark Bliss pulled off the extra point team, put out the offense, and they went for two. I'll tell you what, guys, from my vantage point down here, I could not tell if he crossed the goal line on the two-point conversion. It was a mosh pit of players down there. But the far line judge came in quickly and made the call, and I think you're right, John. I think the second effort got it for Prairie, and boy, how quickly things change. Prairie up by a point now heading into halftime back upstairs.
Yeah, we'll get a word from head coach Mark Bliss coming up with Dennis as well. This has been a game that we have seen everything. And we're only in halftime.
Man, the momentum swings in this game have been crazy.
22-21 Prairie here at half. Just about a half. Shouldn't say half. And it'll be kind of a squib kick angling on the near side. And it's muffed at the 17-yard line. Linnaeus picks it up and gets to the 20 and twisted down at about the 22 by Travis Hudson. And it's going to be 1 second remaining. Well... Does he try the bomb?
Yes, I think he does.
I think he does,
too. The way things are going right now, they feel confident that that's a distinct possible play that can work for them. And you're going to see Carlton Todd out there, I can promise you that. And he's going to be streaking down the field as fast as he can run.
You're going to see four streaks right here, I can tell you that. And look at Prairie. They've got their secondary about 30 yards down.
Nope.
Nope. They are going to take a knee.
Going to halftime.
Interesting. So, halftime. 22-21, Cedar Rapids Prairie on top. We're going to get a word from Mark Bliss coming up here with Dennis Canuck on what has been a whale of a first half. And as soon as I can find him. Dennis, we got you. Go ahead.
All right, guys, we are down here, Prairie coach Mark Bliss. And, oh, my, what a change of momentum a couple of times during that first half. You get up early 14-0, looks like you go up 21-0, and then the turnover changed the momentum. But, boy, your team really rised up there. Big call for the long pass to put you up and then the two-point conversion.
Well, I tell you, we're just lucky to be where we're at with the talent that they've got and the size they got. They're just physically wearing us down a little bit in the trenches. So we're just praying our kids got another 24 minutes in and we can compete for the next 24.
Got the ground game going early, and then it kind of stalled out there for a while. You went to the pass game. Will we see more of the same, trying to mix it up and keep Waterloo West off balance defensively in the second half?
Well, we lost Zach Gansky, our running back. So we're, like I said, we're on vapors right now. So we're just trying to regroup here at halftime, try to get some things in line, see where we are and see who we got and where we can plug some kids in to give us a chance to compete.
And what is Zach Gansky's status? So will he be available to you in the second half?
He's questionable right now from what our trainer tells us. So I'm hoping to God we can find a way to get him back in. We'll just have to see.
All right, Coach. A very entertaining first half. Good luck to you in the second half.
God bless.
Yep. Thank you, Coach. Well, there you go, guys. What a ball game. We thought we'd have a good one on hand, and boy, we have a dandy. Prairie up 22-21, and we'll keep you updated on the Zach Gansky status as we approach the second half. For now, we'll send it back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Good stuff down there from Mark Bliss. 22-21, Cedar Rapids Prairie over Waterloo West here at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you from John Wall Memorial Field right after this as you're listening to high school playoff football on KGYM.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym. 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
What a barn burner here at John Wall Memorial Field at halftime. The Prairie Hawks leading the Waterloo West Warhawks 22-21. Winner gets either Iowa City West or Bettendorf in the second round coming up next Friday. Do you have enough superlatives to talk about that first half?
You know, you like to say tale of two halves. There was several momentum swings in that first half that both teams grabbed a hold of and rode as hard as they could. But this is the beauty of high school football to me, Scott, and especially when we get to the playoffs. Anything can happen. You know, Prairie, at one point, was on cruise control to take this game and run away and hide with it. And then all of a sudden, the fumble going in for the touchdown and not so fast. The big Carlton Todd 89-yard pass right after the fumble recovery, and Waterloo West is right back in this game. And they took that between their ears. They took it in their heart, and they said, you know what, it's time for us to go out and do what we can do. Because to that point in the game, Waterloo West had not. They had not executed. They had not performed emotionally. Their heads just weren't in the game. But all of a sudden, they got in the game, and then took the 21-14 lead before the big pass to Levi Usher there going in, got Prairie back in the game here, and then the two-point conversion put them up 22-21. But, yeah, this is anybody's game. I mean, this is jump ball right now.
And now, if you're Waterloo West, now you're forced to chase points here a little bit if you score, because Prairie got that two-point conversion. That always makes things a little bit interesting as well in the second half.
Well, what Waterloo West did a really nice job of was shutting down, not even shut down is not the right word, but they slowed down this hard-charging rushing attack of Prairie. And I'll tell you when they did it, Scott, is they did a great job on first downs of not letting them stay ahead of the chains. That, coupled with the fact that one of your all hard rushing backs, Zach Gansky, is out of the game right now. And we've seen this before, Scott, where teams will lose certain key individuals, and it's like they just don't for somehow have the confidence without them in there that they did. You've got Dakota Simonson, the quarterback, has been out for a couple of weeks now. You've got Gansky that's gone out. You've got Jaden Goose, who's one of their best defenders, who's not playing. And you've got some of your team leaders that aren't out there on the field right now like they usually are, have been all season long. And that's been a little bit of a psychological downer, I'll call it, for Prairie.
Let's take a look at the first half stats in this 22-21 lead here for the Prairie Hawks. Prairie went up 14-0 on a Joe Meyer 8-yard run. That made it 7-0. And then the Dalton Rayner pass to Stuart Boston from 30 yards out. Tightrope the near sideline, made it 14-0. We're going to go up 21-0. And Joe Meyer, on his way to the end zone, one man to beat, had the ball chopped away from behind. Ball was loose, picked up by Waterloo West. And on third down, they pick up an 89-yard touchdown pass from Devin Moore to Carlton Todd to make it 14-7. Next drive, it was Devin Moore to Carlton Todd again, this time from 26 yards out. That made it 14-14. Moore from a yard out after Prairie went for it on a fourth down near midfield. And that made it 21-14 with 17 seconds remaining. We thought Prairie was going to go in the locker room. They throw a bomb with the wind, and they come up and get the 65-yard touchdown from Rainer to Levi Usher. And then a 12-man on the field penalty. Moved the ball half the distance. Prairie went for two, and they got it. And they lead 22-21 at halftime. 237 total yards for Prairie, 224 for Waterloo West at halftime. Prairie, 128 through the air, 109 on the ground. So far, Dalton Rayner, 6 for 9 for 128 yards and two touchdowns. One to Levi Usher, the other one to Stuart Boston. Preston LaGrange has caught two, and Joe Meyer also has caught one for Prairie. On the ground, Prairie being led by Joe Meyer, who has carried it 9 times for 86 yards and one touchdown. Zach Gansky, before the injury, carried it 8 times for 26 yards. Usher has carried it 3 times for 17. Braxton Zimmerman, 1 carry for a total of 5. 7 first downs for Prairie, 4 penalties for 23 yards, and Prairie has the 1 turnover in the ball game, and that led to Waterloo West points. For Waterloo West, 224 overall. 205 through the air, 19 on the ground. Devin Morris, 7 of 15 for 205 yards and two touchdowns. Carlton Todd has caught two passes for 115 and two touchdowns. Tayshawn Cooper has caught three for a total of 64 yards. And two catches for Levi Lenius for a total of 26 yards. On the ground, Amy has carried it 5 times for 19 yards. Paul has 3 carries for a net of 0. Moore also 2 carries for a net of 0. Waterloo West with 7 first downs as well. 1 penalty for 5 yards, but 4 sacks. They really got to Dalton Rayner there in the second quarter. And 1 turnover, and that also led to a Prairie touchdown. Third down conversions, Waterloo West 1 out of 4. Prairie is 3 for 8. Prairie 1 for 2 on fourth down. Time of possession, Prairie has owned that. 17 minutes and 9 seconds to 6:51.
Wow.
For Waterloo West.
Wow.
You would think Prairie would be up big with that much time of possession.
Yes, and they should be with that kind of a stat. They usually are, in fact. That is the stat that they love to hang their hat on. But, oh my gosh, so much to talk about at halftime right now, Scott. Offensively, Mark Bliss has got to find a way to get his offensive line back consistently coming off the ball, especially on first down. Their running game has got to get back on track. That's what opens up the play-action passing game for them. But right now, that in the second quarter anyway, that rushing attack, which is always there, kind of went away for a little bit. And so I don't know how they get that back at halftime. Mark Bliss knows how to do it. He'll find a way. The other thing that they've got to do defensively, and this is, you got to think Ashton Northern, the secondary coach, along with Jim Dossel, they're going to try and find a way to get some pressure on the quarterback, Devin Moore, and they got to stop these long scoring strikes from happening back in the secondary. How they get pressure on Moore, I don't know if they bring people. One of the things they've got to do, I think, is bring some pressure from the outside because Moore's been getting flushed out of the pocket, and then when he gets out, then he delivers the ball, long ball down the sideline. That's been hurting them to this point. So lots to talk about in the Prairie locker room right now.
22-21 the score. That in favor of Cedar Rapids Prairie. We will take a minute break, come back, give you some scores, get you ready for the second half from John Wall Field. We'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on KGYM Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility when you replace your worn wiper blades with Bosch Icon or Trico Force wiper blades during O'Reilly Auto Parts See Better, Drive Safer sale. Plus, get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Get premium blades with Bosch or Trico wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Hey, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Time was running out as the team came to the line.
Bradshaw!
Enough about your glory days.
Boss, I was telling them how Ferguson helps pro contractors stay competitive, even against the big boys. Whether it's helping them get those hard-to-find plumbing repair parts, offering the latest in power tools, or staying wide open all day long, there's plenty in Ferguson's playbook to give small contractors the edge. Plus, with so many counter locations coast to coast, Ferguson always gives them the home team advantage.
Nice, rookie. Find out how Ferguson delivers for trade contractors at Ferguson.com.
Bradshaw! Bradshaw!
Bradshaw!
Back with you at John Wall Memorial Field at halftime for a first-round playoffs here in the state of Iowa. Prairie on top of Waterloo West 22-21. Some of the other scores. Third quarter, the game on 106.3 FM. Solon with a 28-7 lead on Benton Community. West Hancock leads Hudson 30-7. Eight-player Midland at halftime over HLV 44-12. Pella Christian shutting out Sigourney Keota 21-0. Halftime, North Fayette Valley, we're making a third quarter score. North Fayette Valley only up 7 on New Hampton, 14-7.
Interesting.
That's a little bit of a surprise right there. Also, Waukee big over Southeast Polk, 31-7. That is at halftime. Gladbrook Rhinebeck leads Linville Sully 13-6 in the third quarter. I believe Iowa City West has now taken a 21-14 lead on Bettendorf. Glenwood leads Storm Lake 30-8. That is at halftime. 7-7, Wash and also Western Dubuque. That is at halftime. Also at halftime, Iowa City High leading North Scott 26-14. Also, Dyke New Hartford over Southeast Valley, 42-22. And Mount Vernon is big on Centerville. That's 42-0 at halftime. Xavier big on Assumption, 45-6. That's at halftime as well.
Well, Mount Vernon put 56 up in the state finals last year, and it wasn't enough to win them a state title. So I'm guessing this year they're thinking, well, how much is enough? And they want to get back there to that championship game in
absolutely
the worst way.
Absolutely. Prairie making their way back out onto the field here. And Waterloo West also out there as well. Good to see my friend Steve Dozer. He's waiting for girls basketball to get underway. So we can take to the airwaves here.
Keeping the headphones warm for you.
Yes, keeping the headphones warm indeed. Still a beautiful night. Still a big south wind, but temperature in the high 60s right now. And we'll see if Prairie is going to get Zach Gansky back. Zach Gansky, when he was in there, obviously that was a double threat for the Prairie Hawks. Not anything against Braxton Zimmerman, but he doesn't have the experience in there that Zach Gansky has.
Well, and it's such a psychological lift if Gansky could get back in there, because that's a two-headed monster, that running attack. The inside and outside game just works so much better when both Meyer and Gansky are in there. And you know, one of the things that Mark Bliss has, I'm sure, talked with his team about is we have been in situations where we had tightly contested games to this point, but we came out in the second half and we used our shape, we used our ability to execute, we used just the cohesiveness that we have as a family-oriented team to pull ourselves out, and that's what we got to rely on in this second half. You got to look at the guy next to you, and you got to know that all 11 guys are going to do their job, and we're going to find a way to continue advance.
Waterloo West going to get the ball here to start the second half.
Boy, and how big is this defensive stand right now for Jim Dossel's defense? They could sorely use a three and out to start things off.
What do you do if you're Waterloo West? You take the wind right now with you, knowing, although Waterloo West did a great job going against the wind in that second quarter.
Actually, Devin Moore's long passing game was better when they were going into this stiff south wind, which I'm guessing maybe is going to die down just a little bit more as the second half goes on.
Yeah, it's still whipping, though, right now, certainly, as both teams out there warming up here.
If I were them, knowing that I got the opening kickoff, I'd want the wind at my back right away and just keep your foot on the accelerator. My goodness, in their last three full possessions that they had, they scored touchdowns on their last three full possessions of the second quarter. So they've got the momentum offensively right now, and they need to just keep their foot on the pedal.
Waterloo West and Lonnie Moore. Lonnie in his eighth year. This is his third appearance in the playoffs, and he has yet to win a game in the playoffs. for Waterloo West. And, of course, Mark Bliss in his second year here at Cedar Rapids Prairie, the Oklahoma native. Great article in the paper today. Great section in the paper today, the game day section about high school playoff football. It was nice to see.
Yes, that article on Mark Bliss, he's such a colorful character with his Oklahoma drawl and a lot of his just folksism. And it reminds you a lot in some ways of kind of a Hayden Fry, kind of a good old just happy-go-lucky Hayden Fry sort of. Hayden Fry was a little more intense, but it's fun to watch Mark Bliss on the sideline, too.
Washington has taken the lead on Western Dubuque halfway through the third quarter. It's the Warriors 14 and the Bobcats 7. Here it's 22-21 Prairie. Tayshawn Cooper will drop. And Levi Lenius on the far side. Cooper on the near side. Carlton Todd's also going to go back there. So you talk about three sprinters. Waterloo West has them all lined up at about the five-yard line. Collette with the kick. A low squibbing kick. Takes a sideways bounce, picked up at the 9-yard line. Cooper angling to the right, crosses the 20, turns it up 25, and gets across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. And that's where Waterloo West, with Devin Moore, will put it into play after the 19-yard kickoff return by Tayshawn Cooper.
Nice run down there by Gavin Dooley on the kickoff team.
Cooper, Linnaeus, Banker, and Todd, four receivers. Three of them really do the damage, though, for the Wahawks of Waterloo West. It'll be Todd and Cooper to the left side. And Moore in the backfield on first down and 10 from the 31-yard line. A high snap, read option, handoff. Amy gets away from the first wave, gets across the 35, and gets out to almost the 39-yard line. He's not the biggest guy in the world. You sometimes lose him back there behind that big offensive line.
Jittery runner, though. He's got good lateral moves, and if he can get past that initial surge and get a little bit of his sideway motion going, he's dangerous.
Amy coming into this one for Waterloo West, 730 yards, 9 touchdowns. On the right hip, they'll go slot left side, 3 receivers on second down and short. Off the fake, more to throw. Rolling to the left side. Throws on the run. It's caught at the 42 by Carlton Todd. Takes a big hit at the 50-yard line, and Borsett brings him down at about the Prairie 46. But that's a big pickup and a first down.
And this is where Devin Moore has done his damage as he flushes out. And it's because he's a left-arm quarterback, he usually flushes out to his left. And then he's got such strong arm, he's got a whole field he can play with.
One set back, four receivers. Read option, handoff, Amy. Big hole right side to the 40, 35, 30. Down the middle of the field, cuts it to the near side. He might go to the 10, to the 5, and he's in. No flags, touchdown Wahawks. 46-yard run by the diminutive one, Harrison Amy.
My goodness, he was just jitterbugging all over the field on that, and no Hawks could get a wrap on him to get their hips into him.
And he gives Waterloo West back the lead on the 46-yard scamper. Great blocking and great running for that young man. 27-22, and Waterloo West will go for the extra point try. And the kick on its way by Muhammad Dajic, and it's good. And just like that, a minute 10, the scoring continues, John.
Man, the defense for Prairie shuts down the run completely in the first half and then comes out here in the second half and lets a long run go.
28-22 as back on top Waterloo West.
We thought this was going to be a shootout, and it's wrapping up to be that way right now.
Well, now if you're the Prairie offense, you got to take care of business here. You're not going to change anything as far as your game plan. You're going to go back to what you did early on, even though you might not have the personnel to do it.
Still have to establish that run, because that is their bread and butter and what they do consistently well. That, and it keeps the ball out of Waterloo West's hands.
Twin safeties LaGrange and Meyer back at about the goal line and kicking off with the wind. To his back will be Ajan Muhammadajic. He will kick it away right to left with that big south wind. 29-22, or make it 28-22. Waterloo West on top. Line drive kick will go into the end zone. The board has it. Is that a 9? It's only 28-22, though. I think they'll get that fixed.
28-22 is the correct score right now for Waterloo West.
So Prairie will have it. Dalton Rayner, the quarterback. Braxton Zimmerman is in there as the running back. The 5'10", 180-pound junior. And I think the officials are now seeing the scoreboard, too.
Yes, the message is being relayed, I think, through Mark Bliss up here to the press box that the score on the board is not correct.
This is a good crew.
Yes.
28-22. It is right. There's a bulb or two out. Or an LED. There's no bulbs anymore. Bulbs in our day, John.
Those LEDs aren't supposed to burn out, are they?
Rayner, low snap. Inside handoff to Meyer. Leaps over the pile. 25-30. And he's got a first down. Smothered as he crossed the 35 out to about the 36-yard line. But he'll go for 16.
Well, I'm sure that there were any number of people at halftime that grabbed a hold of Joe Meyer and said, forget about that fumble that you had going in for the touchdown and just get back to doing what you do best. The old flush system, you're only as good as your next play, and there he showed that that's probably the case.
Meyer over the century mark. He's at 102 now for the ball game. Slot right, he'll go in motion again. Here is a direct snap to Zimmerman off the right side and gets to about the 39-yard line. Gain of three. Running behind that big right side of that Prairie offensive line. Burt was in there, and also, man, it's had a good first half, Jonathan Jackson for Waterloo West. Only the second run for Zimmerman in there for the injured Zach Gansky, who has not been back in since injuring a lower leg early in the second quarter. Second and seven. Prairie also wants to take some time off the clock. Play clock down to three, down to two, and they get it off. Direct snap, Zimmerman, same play, right side. Bust through, still on his feet, second effort, gets close to a first down. He just wouldn't go down, running behind Linz over there for Prairie. Look, Cameron LaGrange, and it's going to give him a first down.
Braxton Zimmerman running much harder than he did in the first half there, the second quarter, when he came on in relief of Gansky.
First and 10, Prairie. Clock running, 9:35 to play here in the third quarter. Prairie ball near hash mark at the 46-yard line. Again, Mark Bliss telling his Hawks, take all that play clock that you can hear. Here is Rayner, the quick out caught by Meyer and along the sideline, but it's incomplete. I'm going to say no catch. Had it for a moment, then turned up field, John, and just lost it. Second down and 10.
A lot of white shirts all bunched up in the box right now, just trying, like every team does against Prairie, to shut down that running attack in any way, shape, or form they can.
Stuart Boston, the tight end, will flip-flop that way. Prairie will go basically with an unbalanced line to the left. Only two blockers to the right. Now they're going to put bunch formation to the left side of five players. And they're going to throw the out. Meyer from the 40, 45, and could not escape. And they're going to actually call that a run, actually. The official signal that was a backward pass.
How many people were out there outside the wide side hash mark? Was there five, wasn't there?
Five, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. That's an exotic from the Mark Bliss playbook.
Only went for two, though, and a third down and long. Third and a long eight for Prairie. 8:40 to play, third quarter, 28-22. Meyer in motion, off the fake, Rayner to throw. Steps up, flushed, he's going to run. Gets into the 50, to the 45, and pulled back as he got close to the first down. He didn't get there, though.
He was going to get it that first down, and somebody grabbed him and turned him completely around and pulled him back, and it's going to be a yard short.
Well, Mark Bliss went for it in the first half. He's got the... He's going into the wind. He brought out Levi Usher, who is the punter. Now, remember, Prairie went for it on a fake in the first half and got it.
Yeah, you're in Waterloo West territory at their 45.
They're going to go for it. Down to eight on the play clock. Again, that full house backfield. Three blockers in front of Meyer. He'll get the snap. He's got it. Left side. Stop and go move. Hits the left side. He's got first down. Bust through and he's going to go. He got through the pile and he's going to give Prairie the lead on the touchdown.
Yep. Waterloo West lost him in the scrum there and he just bounced it to the outside and went right down the Waterloo West sideline untouched. Nobody within 5 yards of him.
Meyer goes 45 and the track meet continues. Momentum back on the side of the Prairie Hawks, and we are tied at 28. My goodness.
Fourth down conversions have been nice for Mark Bliss.
Two out of three tonight. Collette to try to give Prairie the lead. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it's good. 7:43 to play here in quarter three. 29-28, Prairie on top, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Playoff Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Well, as John said during the break, it's been a while since we've had one of these.
Yeah. This is one of those games where, and we knew coming in that this was going to be a lot of offense on both sides of the ball. And it might come down to who's got it last or who performs best in the fourth quarter or has the fewest turnovers in the fourth quarter.
All right. We'll get down to Dennis after the kick here. Well, we'll stay after the kick. We'll stay after the kick here. That was a false start on me, Dennis. That's a 5-yarder on the booth. And it'll be Prairie to kick off. Keep in mind, Hawks going into the wind here in the third.
If you're here, John, while watching it, the scoreboard says 29-29, but it is 29-28 Prairie.
End-over-end kick coming down to Carlton Todd. Muffed it, picks it up on a hop at the 12. Coming to the right side, 15, crosses the 20, got it blocked.
Oh.
He lost the football, and Prairie's got it. Braxton Zimmerman got it on the hop after it was knocked away at about the 45-yard line. How about that?
Turnabout is fair play.
We'll go down to Dennis with an update on the sideline. Dennis?
Guys, a couple of things down here on the sideline. You were talking about the wind. It has not died down. In fact, it is still howling just as fierce as it was in the first half. Probably the flag's still standing straight out and probably at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. So still will be a factor. We got an update on Zach Gansky from Mark Bliss. He said he was questionable. He is back out here. He is suited up, but not yet back in the game. So we will keep an eye on that as well. Back upstairs.
Meyer on the double handoff. And he wiggles his way to about the 40-yard line, maybe the 39 for a gain of 6. Each team has scored off the turnovers for the opposition. We'll see if Prairie can do it again here. That front line for Prairie, Half Hill, Nisley up there, Hienick, Linz, LaGrange. We've seen Hauser up there as well. They've done a good job for the Hawks. Second down and 4 from the left hash mark. Meyer in motion to the left. Low snap picked up by Zimmerman. Right side. He busts through, gets to the 30 and down to about the 27-yard line on the quick hitter. 12 for Zimmerman. This looks like the first quarter again.
It also looks like the Prairie offense that we've been calling games for all regular season, as the offensive lineman coming off low and hard, good low pad level, and just getting nice little creases there for their backs to shoot through.
Hunter Ely doesn't get a lot of publicity. He doesn't carry the ball. He just blocks, and he's done a good job. He's in the slot left side. They're going to run it to the right on the cutback to the 25. Meyer trying to get to the outside, and Burt's got him by the shirt tail and brings him down at the 20, but not before Joe Meyer gets 9 more. What a night he's putting together. And Meyer, we mentioned over 100 yards, well over 100 yards. 164 yards right now for Meyer. West and Bettendorf, we got an update. They are tied at 17 in the third quarter. Second down and one. Direct snap. Zimmerman started right. Tried to come back to the left. And he was put down right away by Dylan Meyer, the linebacker. Going to be a loss of about a yard.
I'm guessing Oliver Martin must be having quite a night down at Tuvel Stadium.
I'm thinking you better guard Oliver Martin. Third down for Prairie. They are 3 out of 9 right now. Zimmerman comes out, Usher back in. 5:35 to play, third quarter. 29-28 Prairie. Hawks with it just outside the red zone of Waterloo West. Full house backfield. Meyer will get the snap. He'll go left side behind Ely. Turns it in. Going to be close. Really close. I think he got it, though. I think he got it. Officials will take a look here. They'll stop the clock. Gerst on the stop. And they are going to measure. We shall see. I think he got it here. Dennis, do you have an eagle eye view down there? He's moving into position here. They're waiting for you. All right, Dennis, we'll throw it to you. What do you think?
I'm going to take a stab at this one, guys, because, again, they moved the sticks before I got over here, but I think he got it by maybe about a half a football. We'll see as they stretch him out here. The chains are down, and, first down Prairie.
All right. You didn't even need the chains. Didn't need them.
And Dennis wouldn't tell you this because he's too modest, but it was by exactly half of a football.
First and 10, Prairie. Dalton Rayner back in there, and now in there. How about Hunter Terry getting some playing time?
Hunter Terry, we have seen him come in and be a nice little spark plug in the past. He had a nice touchdown down at Davenport Central.
Yes, he did. The 5'6", 160-pounder, and he's going to be in the slot to the right side. He'll go in motion. Direct snap, Zimmerman off the right side. Bust through, gets to the 10, and wrapped up as he gets close to the 5-yard line. Down to about the 7. That should move the chains, and another Prairie first down.
Good hard run by Zimmerman as he is just starting to feel much more confident out there on the field, and this is what his team expects from him.
Now we're going to have an official's timeout. We got an injured Wahawk on that last play. You get two scores up here. How big? You're not going to put Waterloo West away with the big play potential that they have.
Well, you're not, because, first of all, there's too much play left in this game with just under 5 minutes left in the third quarter. But, you know, this is an opportunity that Prairie has to seize on. They've got to find a way to get that ball in the end zone and go up two scores. You really put the onus on Waterloo West if you do, because they have not shown consistently on the opposite side here that they've been able to run the ball tonight. They had the one nice breakaway run for the touchdown on the first possession of the second half. But take that away, and their rushing attack has been non-existent. So, yeah, this is imperative that Prairie come away with 7 on this score.
We got the continuous clock going at Regina, 49-7, as Regina leading West Branch.
Yeah, West Branch has just been so decimated by injuries this year. Remarkable for them to get that wild card at large berth and even be in the playoffs. Hats off to Butch Peterson and his crew.
They start the clock. First and goal. Under 5 to play, third quarter. One setback, Zimmerman. Here's Usher on the direct snap. Going right. Cuts it back at the 5 and gets pushed back as he gets down to about the 3-yard line. Going to be a pickup of about 4. And in there on the stop for the Wahawks, Nick Jones.
Now that's the counter play that Usher went in just before halftime to score the touchdown. And it's been money in the bank for him tonight, but nice job of stopping that just short of the goal line there by the defense.
Second down and goal. Ely in there. Eric Kelly is in there as a blocker in front of Meyer. He's going to get the direct snap. Going right, running behind Lenz. Cuts it up, and he walks in. Touchdown for the Prairie Hawks. Joe Myers, third touchdown run of the night. And just like that, Prairie up now, 35-28. And big extra point here, because that would make Waterloo West score and get a 2-point conversion.
That's right. Mr. Colette, the left-footed kicker, which just never looks right in my book.
But he's done a great job.
He's done a great job.
Here is Colette's kick. Good snap, placed down, and it's on the way, and it's good. 4:07 to play here in quarter number three. And the Hawks extend the lead. Prairie 36, Waterloo West 28. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to John Wall Memorial Field right after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word. A daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back here at John Wall Memorial Field. And Prairie's going to kick it away. Before the kick, let's go downstairs to Dennis with the update.
Well, guys, Joe Meyer had two choices after that costly fumble in the first half. He could turn tail and tuck his head and mope, or he could come out and fight. And I'll tell you what, in this second half, he is running like I haven't seen him run all season. He is one tough competitor, and he has really put Prairie on its back and carried him with this comeback here in the second half back upstairs.
Sidewinding kick, couple hops, Carlton Todd at the 10, coming straight ahead to the 20-yard line, angles to the right, gets away from a man at the 25, angles outside, penalty flag down and out of bounds. Is Todd almost to the 40-yard line and a good run back, but there is a flag at about the 20-yard line.
One of the Hawk defenders had him wrapped up back at about the 20-yard line where the flag was thrown, but just failed to wrap him up and bring him down.
Lonnie Moore out there talking with the official. Going to be a block in the back against Waterloo West. Big penalty, only the second of the night for the Wahawks.
Yeah, especially with where that flag was thrown, right on the 20-yard line. So it'll go back 10 from that point. And that's going to allow Waterloo West some long starting field position. First and 10 from their own 10-yard line.
Washington at the end of the third quarter over Western Dubuque, 21-14. So a 10-yard penalty, and Waterloo West will start on their own 10-yard line. Moore with one setback, four receivers. Read option, handoff to Amy. Started to go right, cut it back to the middle. Got a couple as he takes it to about the 12-yard line. Rogers in there on the stop. Also Hauser in there for Prairie. That was the play that went 46. As far as the running is concerned, it's basically a read option or nothing for Waterloo West.
Right, and Devin Moore has not pulled it out and run it himself yet in this game.
Amy, again the lone setback. Twins left, two receivers to the right side from the 12-yard line. On second down and eight, shotgun snap, Moore rolls to the left side, has time, throws near sideline, caught Cooper at the 29-yard line and hit brought down right there. Good open field tackle there by Marty Borseth. And Tayshawn Cooper, that's just a rope. There's nothing you can do about it.
Such a strong arm, and again, as he gets flushed out of the pocket and floats out to his left with that left arm gunslinger mentality that he has and the soft coverage out there to Cooper, that play has gone consistently 15 yards tonight.
First and 10, after the pickup of 17, off the fake, Moore to throw, throws the middle, incomplete, a missile to Carlton Todd on the slant. Little bit low. That's what he will have to work on at the next level. Get that footwork for that particular pass right there. The footwork was not the greatest for Devin Moore.
Nor was his targeting as he threw that much too low, coming across in that little seam route right behind the linebackers. You can't throw that down on the ground.
Tymaine Beeman, 6'4", 230 pounders to the left side now. They'll send Todd in motion and go trips to the right side. A quick hitch, and it's through the hands of Todd. Was it a pass or was it a lateral? And they're going to say incomplete. Levi Usher did the right thing and hopped on it there for Prairie, but the officials said it was incomplete.
Very close, however. Officials right there, though.
Yeah, they were closer to it than we were, certainly. Third and 10 for Waterloo West. 36-28 Prairie, 2:56 to play third quarter in this game. First rounder in 4A between two high scoring offenses. Play clock down to 8. Moore in the shotgun. Receivers to the right side. Back to throw Moore. Looking that way. Guns the far side. Incomplete. Going to Linnaeus. And it'll be fourth down, and Waterloo West will have to punt. First punt in a while.
Nicely defended by the secondary of Prairie there. Took up all the passing lanes. Didn't get the pressure on the quarterback that they would like to have, but solid coverage downfield by the secondary.
Mohamed Ajik will punt it away. 35 yards on the year, his average. And Smith will drop it about the 37-yard line for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Waterloo West needing another player.
Oh, missing a guy coming in later.
They have 11 in there now. Play clock to 2. Oh. A high snap. Goes over the head of the punter. He's going to pick it up at the 5, and he's going to try to kick it away. He got hammered. Got it away, though, and somehow got it out to about the 32-yard line.
I don't think that that can be considered roughing when that happens.
No, not at all.
So you can hammer him, and they did.
And the ball is going to be spotted at the 31-yard line. It's only going to be a punt of a yard, but it could have been a lot worse for the Wahawks. And now, Prairie with a chance maybe to bust this thing open. They've gotten a fumble on the last kickoff return, and now the beneficiary of a bad special teams play. First and 10, Hawks. They'll send Meyer in motion. He'll get it on the double handoff. Coming up the far hash mark, turns and gets to about the 26 for a gain of 5.
Notice what they've been doing on first down again? Getting 5 and 6 and 7 yards, which is what has served them so well this year. Second and 5. That's exactly what Mark Bliss wants.
And now we've got an injured Wahawk out there, right where the tackle was made. And Prairie will come to the sideline here. Now the training staff working on Javonte Rogers for Prairie. The big defensive end. And he's being worked on here. I don't know if it's a cramping situation. Almost looks to be a cramping situation down there. It is a...
It's a little warmer than usual for the end of October.
A little warmer night than we're used to in the playoffs. And see if we can get a number on the injured Wahawk over there on the far side. And now they help him up. And it's Brendan Clausen, the defensive end for Waterloo West. And they're going to help him off. Limping a little bit on that left leg. So it'll be second and 5 when we get back to action here for the Prairie Hawks. Braxton Zimmerman in there for the injured Zach Gansky. Done a good job. Joe Myers approaching 200 yards of rushing here tonight. Second down and 5. Rayner. And they'll get the direct snap to Zimmerman. Cuts it back at the 20, to the 15, up the middle of the field, to the 10, to the 5, and he got in. Touchdown, Prairie! Huge hole up the middle, and a 26-yard run for Braxton Zimmerman.
Well, and that kind of thing just breaks the heart of the opposing team. The momentum so squarely in Prairie's field right now. For them to come out on that big turnover, basically, and take it in on the first or second play, that really is downheartens the opposing team.
And Prairie is now up the lead. They're over their offensive average now. It's 42-28. Collette for the extra point on the way, and it is good. Well, nothing wrong with Prairie offense. 43 through three quarters, and we're not even at the end of the third quarter.
Boy, Braxton Zimmerman has really been a shot in the arm here with the loss of Zach Gansky here in the second half. He's just come in and picked right up where Gansky left off.
Really has done a terrific, terrific job. And Prairie now with the big, big lead. The 43-28, but still not in the books yet, by any means. Listening to high school playoff football tonight here on 1600 AM. the historic main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Canuck with you from John Wall Memorial Field. For a whole lot of scoring. We're not up to 2A state championship scoring yet, but we're in the conversation. We're not 70-56 yet.
Mount Vernon takes care of business here the next couple of weeks. We may be able to get to see them again, too.
I would love to see Drew Adams and company again. They were a lot of fun last year at the Uni Dome.
They're kind of on a collision course with you-know-who if they take care of business next week.
And a game that would be very similar to this one if
yes,
it's North,
it
North Fayette Valley. Versus.
But it would be a passing team versus a strictly running team.
At the Uni Dome, too. But we can't count our chickens before they're hatched here, as they say. Low dying quail kick goes through the legs of Todd. He retreats, picks it up at the 7-yard line. Coming up the numbers, 10, 15, cuts through to the 20.
My.
Now he's got open field, 25, 30. He's to the 40-yard line, beats the kicker. Penalty flag down, though. Penalty flag down, though, back at the 27-yard line.
Yep, I think this is coming back.
And it's going to come back, it looks like.
Boy, Scott, how many times have we seen a kick go awry for a return team only to have the man pick it up and take it the distance of the field? But this is the case. It will be coming back, and that is heartening for Waterloo West as well.
Western Dubuque has scored. It's 21-21 now in the fourth quarter. 10-yard penalty on nullifies the kickoff return. Lonnie Moore is out on the numbers right now. Asking what happened.
Yeah, that he can't be happy about that call one bit.
Well, it's been special teams that have hurt Waterloo West during in the second half.
Their special teams have just completely let them down, whether it was the kick return team fumbling the ball away so that Prairie could have it at about their own 40, or whether it was the snap over the head of the punter on the next possession, and now the touchdown called back for holding.
It'll put it back to the 17-yard line. Waterloo West gets a receiver, Jacob McKnight, in there late. Three receivers to the right. One to the left, and Moore out of the shotgun. Deep drops, trying to set up the middle screen, and it's incomplete. Prairie read it with Chance Halfhill. He was going for two in a row with games with a pick six. Didn't come up with that one, though, but he had good defensive pressure as the intended receiver, Caden Paulus, was there.
Derek Horrock breathing down the back of, or the front side rather, of quarterback Devin Moore, making him release that a little sooner than he would have liked to have.
Second down and 10. And they'll bring Carlton Todd back in there. He needed a breather after that kickoff return.
That went for naught.
Down to 9 in the play clock. Moore off the fake. Going to throw the quick out to Cooper. Makes one man miss and then brought down at the 17. Borseth again with a good open field tackle on Tayshawn Cooper.
Wide receiver screen. Three guys to the wide side of the field. The receiver caught the ball. The other two did not block for Waterloo West. They're making the Prairie's job easier.
Fifth catch for Cooper tonight. Third and 10, Waterloo West. They're 1 out of 6 tonight on third down tries. Four receivers in there and Moore retreats. He's got all day. He'll load it up, throws behind Cooper, incomplete. Three and out, and that is not Waterloo West what they needed right now with a minute to go.
Don't understand that scheme on the routes there because they had two deep guys that ran down, and they were within 5 yards of the field. That's easy to cover. Just not a very well-conceived play.
Muhammad Ajik will punt. And the last snap sailed over his head. He got a paw on it and had to go back. Got it off for only a 1 yard punt. Smith at the 45. He will punt with the wind here. 43-28. Play clock down to 2, and we're going to get a Waterloo West timeout. Timeout Wahawks with a minute 2 to play here in the third. That was interesting.
Not sure I understand that. But then I'm not sure I can give you a color for Madama Adajic's shoes either. That teal maybe?
Yeah, I've tried to stop calling the I've tried to stop calling the colors on the kicker shoes this year.
It's neon rainbow. I've never seen what I'm going to call teal on anybody's feet, though, not football anyway.
Tell you what, interesting score from Tuvel. Iowa City West has now taken the lead on Bettendorf 24-17.
Iowa City West is a scary team when they play the type of ball that they're capable of doing. That would send shockwaves. I mean, you look right now at the two, what everybody would consider front runners in 4A in the eastern half, Washington and Bettendorf. I mean, everybody's got them penciled into the semifinals.
They're fighting for their lives right now.
Let's get through the first round first.
Yeah. So it'll be Muhammadajic to punt it away for Waterloo West. Remember, the last snap went over his head. This one goes over his head again in through the back of the end zone, and that'll
be a
safety. My goodness.
Yep.
And it's all going wrong for the Wahawks
now. Special teams have just completely imploded for Waterloo West.
58 seconds remaining here in the third. A fumble on special teams. Two penalties that brought back one. A touchdown. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, he kicked it out the back of the end zone, so that's got to be a safety.
Now, we're going to have a sideline warning here on Prairie.
Oh, and Mark Bliss.
The cones are not doing their job right now. So the safety, and Prairie's going to get the ball back.
Well, the good news for Mr. Madama Hajek is that he's not going to have a snap on this kick for the safety back to Prairie. He's going to be able to either tee it up or just punt it himself.
With the wind, but from his own 20. 45-28 now in favor of Prairie.
So Prairie has scored touchdowns on three consecutive possessions and been the beneficiary of a two-point safety as the special teams for Waterloo West just shooting all their toes off right now.
Well, let's go down here while they get things taken care of. Dennis on the sideline. We'll check in with him with an update. DK?
Yeah, two quick things. You talked about it, guys. Just a special teams implosion by Waterloo West, which has really turned this game around in Prairie's favor. And then you talked about the sideline warnings down here. I will say this from being out here earlier in the year. There are a lot more people on the Prairie sideline, much more crowded sideline. There's camera people, media people, and just people down here. So that could be the reason for the sideline warning, the official just trying to keep things under control down here, because it is a very crowded Prairie sideline back upstairs.
As long as you're keeping it, everyone in control as well. So Waterloo West will have the free kick here. And Muhammadajic will kick it away with the win. And he's going to hit a deep one, but Meyer's going to have room to run. 18, he'll pick it up at the 20, 25, 30, coming to the near side. Turns at the 35-yard line and put down at the 40. And Prairie will have good field position again with less than a minute to play here in the game's third quarter. And what a third it has been. Prairie owned the first quarter. They've owned the third. Waterloo West owned the second.
It's been a little bit like a tennis match in that respect, too. But Waterloo West right now not on top of their game in any of the three facets of it.
And a 23-point quarter here for the Prairie Hawks.
And there's a flag that was thrown at the end of that play, Scott.
Yeah, we did not see that.
I think this is going to be either an unsportsmanlike conduct.
And Waterloo West starting to lose their cool on top of everything.
Yeah, this is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct call as the head referee is over explaining to Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore why that was thrown after the play was completed.
So first down coming up for the Prairie Hawks. 45-28. The Prairie lead. Usher in there as a receiver for Prairie. Also on the far side is Banks Berry. And they'll go with the stand-up tight end with Boston over here on the right. And they'll send Banks Berry in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep. Keeper Meyer off the right side. Just lowers his shoulder. And like Dennis said, just running hard to the 38 before he stood up. And they'll mark him down right there. And there is a flag again over on the far side. Gain of six, and we'll see what the penalty's about. I think Waterloo West lined up in the neutral zone.
This thrown by the line judge, so it's either going to be procedure on Prairie or encroachment on Waterloo West defense. And again, going over to explain to Lonnie Moore, who is not a very happy camper right now with this officiating crew.
Maybe that's going to be a sideline warning on the Wahawks. Well, they're talking things over. It's a long conversation.
Well, again, second flag in a row where Lonnie Moore is not very animated or emotional, but seeking quite an explanation and trying to plead his team's case.
Well, we'll see what the penalty here is.
Now, they're not moving the ball, though.
I think it was a sideline warning.
I think it must have been. Whenever they pick a flag up like that, it's usually a sideline warning.
All right, so the gain of six will hold. Second down. Final play of the third quarter about to commence, more than likely. Tight end right side. Again, Usher coming in motion. This time they will give it to him, and the jet sweep got the corner. Turns it up at the 30, to the 25, a stiff arm, to the 20. Tries to cut it back, still on his feet, and finally out of bounds. Inside the 15 and close to the 10-yard line. They'll mark him at the, well, looks like the 12.
Completely outflanked the defense for Waterloo West, who had no containment. Didn't even come close to setting an edge over there. Beautiful call for the defense that was out there for Waterloo West.
Big time pickup. 14 seconds to play in the third, and Prairie looking for some more here. Two receivers to the right side. Again, they'll send a man in motion. Meyer, jet sweep again. Banks Berry turns at the 10. Tries to kick it outside. Caught from behind and brought down as he gets down to about the 6-yard line. And that will go for about six, and that will take us to the end of what has been an amazing third quarter for Cedar Rapids Prairie. After three, number six, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 45. Number eight, Waterloo West, 28. Back with the fourth in a minute. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Prairie for the fourth quarter through three quarters. Total yardage, Prairie up to 433 yards to 312 for Waterloo West. At Prairie, 305 yards in the ground. They average 330. Second down from the Waterloo West 7-yard line. Moore calling, or Megan Meyer calling signals. Off the fake. Meyer on the keeper up the middle. Breaks a tackle to the end zone. Given this fourth. Touchdown, Prairie.
He had a Bundy last week, too, didn't he?
Yes,
against
he
Kennedy.
That's a double Bundy.
The double Bundy. 6-yard scamper, was it?
You got it. 186 yards on the night now for Joe Meyer. And Prairie, 51-28. And Collette to try to tack on the point after here, as Prairie did not take long to score on that particular drive. The kick on its way, and it is good. Well, looks like Prairie is going to advance. It's going to be Prairie's first playoff win, I believe, since 2012, since we were following Mike Morrissey's first
That's
year.
That's right, up in Dubuque, I think. Wasn't it at Loras College that,
yep,
that they got one against senior? But, yes, what a third quarter for the Prairie Hawks here, who at halftime were only up by 1 point, 22-21, and yeah, they've just busted it wide open here in the third quarter. as we start the fourth quarter. Looking back at that third quarter, though, a combination of things for all three sides of the ball on both cases here, the special teams, the offense, the defense, for Waterloo West couldn't have been more abysmal, to be honest with you. And in Prairie's case, they just took advantage of great field position. The last three touchdowns Prairie has scored, they had opening possession starting field advantage of the Waterloo West 45, the West 31, and then the West 44. So West making it a lot easier for them than it should be probably. That, in addition to two snaps over the head on the punt team, one which led to a safety and the other to great field position for Prairie's offense.
We got a final. Xavier has advanced. Xavier 52, Davenport Assumption 20. And that is a final, as we mentioned. And I've got a shocker for you coming up here. Here's the approach. Collette with a kick, and this one will go into the end zone.
I'm guessing this is from Tuvel Stadium.
No.
From Kingston?
No.
Oh, another.
How about C.O. Brown Stadium in Manchester?
Uh-oh.
2 minutes to go. Waverly Shellrock, 21-14 with the ball.
Ooh.
Over West Delaware. Winner gets Xavier.
Wow, I think everybody just had West Delaware penciled in for that.
How about that? City High all over North Scott, 33-14 at the end of the third quarter.
District runner-up having their way with the district champion.
As Xavier goes to 10-0. So first down and 10, Waterloo West down 52-28 here. Devin Moore looks like his final game as the Waterloo West quarterback before he heads to Ames next year. He's in the gun, rolling to the near side, throws way too high, incomplete for Connor Backens. 10 for 23 now is Devin Moore. It's not been his best night tonight throwing. He's had a couple good throws.
He's had some long strikes, but in terms of consistency, it has not been a night that he'll want to press in his book of memories.
Webster City all over Norwalk, 33-14. Here's the quick out. Backens with the catch.
Ooh.
He got popped. My goodness, what a hit. Borseth got him.
Oh, my. Marty Borseth gets the slobber knocker of the night on that pop.
After a gain of 8. Third and 2 coming up. Mr. Backens is going to remember that one. Third down and 2. And Moore to throw. Rolls left, being chased. Throws the far side, and the catch made. A leaping catch and out of bounds is Cooper. He's got the first at about the 32-yard line. And that will go for a 4-yard gain and a Waterloo West first down. Bellevue has beaten South Winnesheek 26-8. Iowa Valley beats Twin Cedars 22-16. Ankeny Centennial leads Ankeny 27-24 in the fourth quarter. You knew that was going to be close.
Yep.
First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Moore on the read option. Hand off and swallowed up in the backfield. Brandon Hauser was there to get the ball carrier, Amy. It'll be a loss of about 3. Washington with a 28-21 lead over Western Dubuque. Regina a final 49-15. Regina beats West Branch. Second down and 13. More to throw. Has time. Rolls to the far side. Going to throw deep. Has a man out there and caught. Was it inbounds? Nope, they're going to say out of bounds.
Oh, my.
Tayshawn Cooper caught it, but out of bounds, says the official. And that would have gone for a big gainer.
Tayshawn Cooper has made some sideline catches tonight that are amazing. That one, however, just unable to get a foot down.
Iowa City West, John, has beaten Bettendorf 24-17.
So the winner of this game.
It could be a rematch next week between West High.
And that would take place right back here at John Wall Field.
And Cedar Rapids Prairie. And that was a track meet about halfway through the year. Third down, shotgun, Moore, pressured by LaGrange, gets away, loops it upfield, caught but out of bounds. Incomplete for Cooper again.
Well, and Cooper came down awkwardly on the down marker. but he's up and coming back. That's a good sign.
Fourth down at about 13. Derek Horak was out there chasing him as well. 10:50 to play still in the game, but you're in four down territory, I think, if you're Waterloo West, aren't you?
Well, Moore's coming back in. I don't see any punter.
It's like the Wahawks will go for it, down 52-28. They're going to flood the right side with trips. Eight on the play clock. One set back, one receiver to the left side. Down to three, and now Waterloo West going to get a timeout with 10:50 to play. So Iowa City West looks like they're going to come here to Prairie. And it would be Wash hosting City High.
You know, I'm surprised only in the respect that Iowa City West just has not consistently shown greatness this year. They've shown streaks and sparks of it. But in terms of week in and week out, I mean, they got clobbered in the battle for the boot. They didn't show very well against Prairie in their first game. So, you know, maybe they're just coming on at the right time, you know, peaking at the right time of the year, Scott.
49-0, Pella Christian has beaten Sigourney Keota. Bellevue over South Winneshiek, 26-8. Mount Vernon, a 48-7 winner over Centerville. Xavier, a 52-20 winner over Davenport Assumption. So if this was the old system, the MVC polished off the MAC tonight.
Yes, an old, tried, but true statement from people over here, at least in East Central Iowa, that like to say.
So we could have two Iowa City-Cedar Rapids battles next week.
Wouldn't that be something?
If Wash can hold on against Western Dubuque. Fourth down, 13. Waterloo West down big. They need the Prairie 42. Moore under pressure. Steps up in the pocket. Rolling right. Throws back to the middle of the field. Ball tipped away. Knocked away. Levi Usher got it away from Carlton Todd on a good defensive play.
First time tonight that Devin Moore has been flushed out of the pocket and had to run to his right. So for the left-armed quarterback to get his body turned and his feet underneath him to throw that far downfield, that's a tough call, but Levi Usher right there to break up that pass.
And Prairie will get it all the way down on the Waterloo West 29-yard line. Washington has put up another, and they've got a 35-21 lead now with 4 minutes to go at Kingston.
You know, this brings up the possibility of Iowa City semifinal, or Cedar Rapids semifinal.
Yeah, either way, we're in good shape. First down, double handoff, Rayner to Meyer, looking for 200, started left, cut it back to the middle, and turned back after a short gain. Got two to the 27-yard line before he was pushed back by Ryan Duffy. Meyer with 188 yards and four touchdowns tonight. Prairie with coming up on 310 yards rushing tonight.
Well, we got 10 minutes left plus in this game, and if four scores is a Bundy, what's five? Do we have a name for that?
I have no idea.
We have to come up with something.
We got a Prairie lineman down over there on the far side. Brandon Hauser was getting ready to come back out there. Hopefully nothing too serious over there. As Prairie will come to the sideline. See if we can track down some other scores for you here coming up. But good night for the MVC schools in the non-district era here, right?
Exactly.
As the winner of this one's going to get Iowa City West coming up. West Hancock beat Hudson 30-7. And up and walking off now for Prairie is Mitch Nisley. The 6 foot, 245 pound senior strong side guard.
Zach Gansky back on the training table with the ice on the left shin bone area now.
Union with a 31-13 win over Crestwood tonight. And it will be a rematch, second time around. Number one, North Fayette Valley. Number three, Union next week. Here, Prairie all over Waterloo West, 52-28. Under 10 to play in the game. Meyer starts in motion, direct snap, Zimmerman up the middle. and gets inside the 25 to the 22-yard line for a pickup of five. He's got 68 yards tonight on eight carries and a touchdown for Braxton Zimmerman.
Well, his offensive line has really helped him, but he's just running like a different guy this second half than he did in that second quarter.
And now Prairie's going to go with the big formation. Horak's going to come in. Eric Kelly's going to come in on this third down and short. They'll stack three blockers behind the offensive line, and they'll just direct snap it to Joe Meyer.
It's three fullbacks just behind the offensive line, two on one side, one on the other.
Meyer starts up the middle, kicks it to the outside, tries to cut back, and does it to 20, and he's going to get the first down. Just probing his way there. Ball came loose, and Derek Horak picked it up and said, I had a touchdown. They're going to stop the clock and take a look at it, but it should be a first down, and it is. First down, Hawks. As the march to 200 continues, it's 191 now for Joe Meyer. Well, Jeff tells me Twin Cedars won 24-22 with the late touchdown. Twitter is never wrong, Jeff. But I'm going to take your word for it because you're the score guru. Same full house formation on first down. I wonder if Meyer's going to throw one of these one time. Not here. Meyer off the right side. Bust through. 15, 10, 5. There's his fifth. Touchdown, Joe Meyer from 19 yards out.
Man, has he had a game tonight. And that makes, count them, five possessions for Prairie in the second half, five touchdowns. A Meyer 45-yard run, a Meyer 4-yarder, a Zimmerman 26, a Meyer 6, and now a Meyer 19-yard run. Did we say coming out of halftime that Prairie needed to get their running game going?
I think they did.
They found a way to get it going.
58-28. Prairie on top, Collette to try the extra point. And it's up, and it's good. 8:28 to play. It'll be Prairie and Iowa City West in a rematch coming up next Friday nights here at John Wall Field. We'll take a break and come back after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to high school playoff football here on KGYM.
You know that Castrol Edge is titanium strong for maximum performance. What you may not know is that Castrol is the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL because both NFL players and Castrol Edge Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil have the strength to perform under pressure.
And now you can get a free Bluetooth speaker with the NFL team logo of your choice with the purchase of 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or participating Castrol motor oils. Visit CastrolPromotion.com for offer details.
Maximize your performance today with Castrol Edge Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil.
That Pella Christian Regina game would be a dandy.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as Prairie has busted this one open. What was a close game at halftime, 22-21, and Prairie has dominated the second half on the ground, and they lead 59-28. It's to this point now where one more score, and we're going to get the continuous clock going.
And that is how good of a third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter the Hawks have had.
Hey, Mark Bliss is down there. He's talking to Dennis. He's talking to everybody down there. With the win, kick goes 3 yards deep into the end zone.
I don't say this in a mocking way, Scott, but God found a way to bless Mark Bliss in that third quarter.
Yes, he did. No Zach Gansky, though, right now, though, for Prairie. And we're going to get a lot of Hawks in there in the next drive here that will be seeing their first playing time and might not have thought they would see some playing time tonight.
Well, maybe not at halftime, I'll tell you that.
First down for Waterloo West. They will send Banker out to the right side, two receivers to the left, and they'll go slot with Linnaeus. First down at the 20-yard line. High snap. Moore brings it down. Kelly coming on the blitz. Eludes him. Throws upfield. The catch made by Linnaeus at the 20. Tries to split defenders, and his knee touches down at about the 26-yard line. Mitchell Jones there on the stop along with Berseth. It'll be a pickup of about six.
First time tonight, Devin Moore kind of was running for his life back there and was not able to flush out to his left. Prairie's defense finally getting a feel for how to contain him and set the edge out there for the left-handed quarterback.
Under eight to play. Linnaeus goes in motion. They're going to try that quick hitch pass again. Caught by Cooper on the far side, and this time tugged down. Great defensive play. And over there making it for Prairie was Brady Bohr. Was Brody Bohr.
That wide receiver screen, which was very effective in the first half. In the second half, Scott, it has gone for nothing because the other wide receivers that are in charge of stock blocking out there have not even come close to getting in front of somebody on the defense and shielding them.
I hate to say it, but Waterloo West has lost their desire and focus here.
Yeah, they've been a defeated team here for about the last 10 minutes.
59-28, Prairie on top, down to three in the play clock, down to two, down to one, they got the playoff. Third down, back to throw Moore, hit as he throws deep, and it's intercepted. Marty Borseth's got it at the 45 in the West Territory, bringing it back to the 30, 25, and brought down. Banker gets him at about the Wahawk 18-yard line. Threw it up for grabs. And the INT will give Prairie great field position.
This will be the fifth possession in a row for Prairie that they start inside Waterloo West territory.
And unfortunately, one of the linemen down for Waterloo West. That is Dane Hurst, a senior.
And that was about the place where the tackle was made.
Yeah, he made the tackle. And Prairie scores here. It's going to get over real quick. Dennis, we'll go down to you for an update.
Well, guys, this is my first year back, but, you know, I've been doing this a long time. This is a first to have a football coach come over and talk to you on the sideline during a game. But Mark Bliss, he's quite a character. He comes over and says, are we having fun yet? And I said, well, the question is, are you? And he gave me a big smile. But, yeah, it's all fun and joy down here on the Prairie sideline as this thing is blown wide open for the Prairie Hawks up by 30 here and looking to score again. But, I don't think at halftime anybody, and I'll ask Mark Bliss this question too, I don't think anybody saw this coming in the second half, but this is what this Prairie offense can do, and you give them some help like the Waterloo West special teams did tonight, and they can turn this game over in a hurry and blow it open in a hurry, and that's exactly what has happened down here. So, guys, be interesting to get Coach Bliss's comments as at the conclusion of the game back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And the injured lineman being helped off for Waterloo West.
You know, as big a smile as Mark Bliss has got on his face right now and as happy-go-lucky as he is, there was genuine concern at halftime going in, though. There was a very, very tentative, concerned coach that was interviewed at halftime.
So it's first down in the red zone again for Prairie, up 59-28. Slot right, and the direct snap to Zimmerman. Tripped up and brought down at the 15. He'll go for about three. Meyer on the stop. 6:38 in the clock running. And I imagine both coaches would just like to get this thing over with about now.
Well, for Prairie, what you do not want right now is to have anybody come up with any kind of an injury or worse yet, somehow do something to get ejected from the game and not be able to play next Friday.
That's your big thing right there. By the way, Mitch Nisley is up, not in the game, but is up. And in there, I believe, Mr. Terry got his first carry.
Hunter Terry.
Going to lose some yardage, though. Going to lose a couple, but good to see Hunter Terry in there. Going to be a loss of a couple, and it'll bring up a third down. So we're going to have Prairie entertaining Iowa City West. First time they played, a 39-20 win for Prairie, and that's the one that got them going. That's the one that got the state to pay attention to the Prairie offense.
They also had Dakota Simonson at quarterback at that point, and they also had, talk about it after this play.
Direct snap, Zimmerman up the middle, breaks the tackle at the 10, to the 5, spinning, and down to the 3. It'll be another first and goal on the pickup of 15 for Braxton Zimmerman.
There are three key players for Prairie that were at that first meeting between Iowa City West and the Hawks that are not going to be there for the second go-around. And somehow Prairie's got to find a way to plug those three holes.
Hunter Terry in there. Braxton Zimmerman in there. Hunter Ely still in there. Is it blocking back? For Prairie. Waterloo West showing blitz. Play clock down to six. Zimmerman on the direct snap to the one and pushed back. Got a couple.
Boy, he might have been able to get that in, but he turned his back completely to absorb the blow that was coming.
88 yards for Zimmerman. This thing for Prairie, Mark Bliss starting to get this program rolling. He had a very good sophomore group this year. Freshmen, I've heard, are a good group as well. Not going to have Dakota Simonson the rest of the year, but Dalton Rayner will be the heir apparent next year. This is good work for him right now. Second down and goal at the two. Man in motion. Direct handoff. Zimmerman right up the middle, and he's in again.
Six possessions in the second half for Prairie yield six rushing touchdowns. And we were concerned at halftime that they didn't have their running game in order. My. I'd like to know what Mark Bliss said to his team. He's got to find a way to bottle that up and get it out for the rest of the season when he needs it.
So Prairie going to turn a one-point game at halftime into a laugher. Extra point up and good, and it's 66-28. 66-28, and we're going to have the continuous clock.
Now keep in mind that at halftime, Prairie was nursing a one-point lead, 22-21, and there were a lot of people that were wondering if this game would come down to who's got the ball last.
I am going to go out on a limb, John, and say we're the last game going tonight.
And we're going to have the continuous clock. I was asking for irony.
So we got another one.
We're no strangers to the continuous clock this year.
No, we are not. What a workout. 35-21, Washington has won, so it'll be Wash, it looks like, against City High. And that'll be at Kingston next Friday night. We'll let you know Monday where we will be at. Which game we will have for you. There's a lot of possibilities. Let's just say that. And good possibilities.
Yep, it's going to get just tighter than all can be next Friday night.
Winners go to the Dome from the quarterfinals. Here is the kick, and that's a backup kicker in there because he was right-footed. And one of the up-backs will take it to about the 28-yard line. As the...
See who made that tackle?
I did not.
Joe Meyer.
Was it Joe? He's everywhere. Couldn't get him off the field, probably.
And he went out and got the tee. Did he kick that ball?
He might have.
Do you think Meyer kicked that ball, then went down and made the tackle?
Well, Dennis would know. We'll go down to DK in the sideline. I think Meyer's done everything except do your sideline reports tonight.
Well, I could hand him the microphone, and he'd probably do a good job, guys. Yeah, I believe he did kick off and go down and get the tackle. So Joe Meyer, Mr. Everything out here tonight with five touchdowns and has really carried this Prairie team and really bounced back in the second half.
And got the tee. First down at the 26-yard line. Here's Moore. Just slings it upfield, and it's dropped incomplete by Cooper.
He must have had that kickoff. That must have been Joe Meyer on the kickoff. Why else would he go back and get the tee?
Had to be.
Dennis, you might grab him on your interview at the end and ask him about the Bundy and the five and the kickoff.
We got to come up with a name for the fiver. Anybody out there in radio land, if you want to let us know. Tough night for Devin Moore to conclude his terrific career at Waterloo West. This has been a great group of seniors. Here's a quick throw on the far side. And
nice.
Big hit put on over there by LaGrange, and now some talking going on, and now we got a flag on with Tayshawn Cooper over there. A play will count.
Cooper and Preston LaGrange hit each other hard.
Then they discussed it for a while. And too much for the officials. See what the penalty is, and then we'll get down to Dennis. And the clock is stopped.
I don't think we're going to... Oh, here comes the signal now.
No, we had a dead ball signal. We know that. Now the officials are going to talk it over here. Dead ball and sportsmanlike conduct, Waterloo West. Dead ball and sportsmanlike conduct, Prairie. Hey, offset. All right, it'll be third down, and we'll go downstairs to Dennis.
Yeah, guys, it's confirmed. Joe Meyer did kick that ball off. His dad's down here on the sidelines, and I was talking to him earlier. I went over, he said, he kicked that ball? He said, yeah, not very well, but he did kick it. So I think he did it all there, got the tackle and did the kickoff.
Well, I think
confirmed,
Dad,
back upstairs.
Thank you, Dennis. I think Dad should give him a little break. That was about the only thing that didn't go well. And Prairie's trying to get some extra personnel, new people in there, and they call a timeout. I think they had 12 out there.
And Preston LaGrange comes off and is immediately talked to by Mark Bliss. And you know exactly what Mark Bliss is telling him. Absolutely, under no circumstances can you get thrown out of the game when we're up 66-28 and I lose you for next week. No way, son.
Yeah, that's not the thing to do at this point. As we'll have a third down coming up. We'll have all the scores coming up on the post-game scoreboard show after our quick post-game wrap-up here from John Wall Field. We'll have it on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Crazy night here at Prairie for this first rounder. Just been a crazy, crazy night. Third down and three. Waterloo West, 2 out of 9. That also has not helped. Moore to throw. Throws a slant. Caught 45-yard line. Cooper at the 50 and into Prairie territory at the 45. Goes for 21 on the quick slant. We've seen this group for the last couple years, John, as far as Waterloo West. It's a terrific group of seniors. They should be very proud of what they accomplished this year.
Yes, they should.
Been the best Waterloo West team in a long, long time. They had a chance to win a district championship, came up a little bit short, and we're going to add a penalty, and I think we're going to have an offside against Prairie. Coming into the game, Nick Gutman back in for Prairie. 2:24, and the clock continues to run. But Waterloo West is going to have to basically rebuild next year.
Yeah, they got a lot of reloading to do.
First down, shotgun. Moore's going to throw deep. Got a man out there and juggled and incomplete. Tayshawn Cooper had it and could not reel it in. And
might have been the prettiest pass of the night by Devin Moore. And the usually soft-handed Tayshawn Cooper had it in his hands and then looked away for a second and lost it.
Second down and 5.
Clock. You can't hit a receiver any more in stride than that receiver was.
That was beautiful. Matt Campbell's going to like that. 1:50 to play. High snap, fake, throw. Carlton Todd with the catch, turns it up the hash marks at the 40 and stays on his feet. Hard running inside the 30 and down to the 29. He picks up 11. That's been one of the best plays tonight. Fourth catch for 141 yards and 2 touchdowns for Carlton Todd in his final game. You know, Waterloo West wants to get it in one more time. Moore to throw, going to throw the deep one. Left side of the end zone, underthrown, incomplete. Usher out there on Cooper.
You know who's going to watch the tape of this game and all these long passes that were successful? Iowa City West coaches with Oliver Martin.
Yep, Gary Wigg's going to be watching it.
Prairie is going to see a ton of deep passes to Oliver Martin next week.
Under a minute to play, 66-28. Linnea starts in motion, stops, shotgun snap back to Moore, a pump fake, going to throw it again for the end zone, out and up, this time caught. This time caught for the touchdown by Carlton Todd. And it goes for 29 yards for the final touchdown throw of the illustrious career of Devin Moore.
And that's the hat trick for Carlton Todd.
He's got 3. And 29 yards on that pass. We're getting closer to Spirit Lake and Mount Vernon here. 66-34. And that will take us back underneath the 35-point rule, but we only have 43 seconds to play. Extra point try up and good. And 43 seconds left. And Prairie will probably take a knee, and that will do it. They'll have a little bit of a presentation, I believe, at the end of the playoffs here before we can talk to Mark Bliss.
It's very quick, however.
Yes, it is. Presentation of awards. Part of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And a very good part of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, I believe. And we'll talk to Mark Bliss after we take a two-minute timeout at the end of the ball game. And Jeff Downing, he should have all the scores by now. He might have the pairings by now. Wash is one. City High was way ahead. So it's going to be City High at Wash. Coming up next Friday night, Iowa City West will come to Prairie next Friday night. We're going to get Regina Pella Christian next Friday night.
And that might be the best two teams in the state in 1A.
I don't think, Western Christian might have something to say about it, but well, you're right. You are right.
We're going to see an onside kick.
Why not? Muhammad Ajik. I'm going to go with Sherbet Green.
Is that Sherbet Green?
I'm going to go with that. Here's the onside kick. Takes a high hop. Goes 10 yards. And I think Waterloo West got it, and they did, at the 49-yard line.
So Devin Moore is going to get a sling, a couple more, maybe two more passes.
Well, more than that.
Oh, no, because we're out of the continuous clock.
We're out of the continuous clock. Now, the officials are going to talk it over here. Was the first touching inside the 50? Did it go 10 yards? I thought it did.
I thought it got 10, too. The kick team did a nice job of letting it get 10 yards before they had anything to do with it.
Prairie's got some of the sophomores up and dressed. Yep, going to be Waterloo West ball.
Yeah, I think that was the right call.
They'll have it at the 49-yard line. So Devin Moore will trot out there one more time.
Well, it's either going to be Carlton Todd or Tayshawn Cooper is going to be streaking down the sideline, and he'll be floating it up there as far as he can.
2 hours and 42 minutes going strong here. We got nowhere to go, right?
Nope. And we started right at 7.
Yes, we did. Maybe even a minute early. Moore to throw. Backpedals, looking, going to throw it deep. You were right. Streak down the middle of the field and nearly intercepted out there by Brady Pinter, who's in there as a backup defensive back, getting some playing time. That'll stop the clock with 34 seconds to play. And City High did dust off North Scott 40-14.
So both Iowa City West and City High going in as district runner-ups to their games beat district champions.
Going to get a Waterloo West timeout here. And maybe Lonnie Moore is going to get some more folks in. He wanted a curtain call maybe for his senior group out there. Never know what's going on.
Well, this one's been over, except for the shouting, for a long, long time here. And what we're doing playing around with Prairie up 66-35, I'm not exactly sure. I would think you'd want to get on the bus and head home.
I think that might be a wise decision at this point, but you never know. We'll have the stat run down quickly, and we'll also have an interview with Prairie coach Mark Bliss. As
I'm guessing we might even hear from Joe Meyer.
Yeah, well, he kicked. He scored five touchdowns.
Five touchdowns and a kickoff with the tackle after the kickoff.
Got the tackle, so that's good. Yeah, Waterloo West going to bring the second team in here. Nice move there by Lonnie Moore. Prairie's going to bring in some more, too, of their second teamers.
Yep. Quarterback's number five.
That is Cade Dodd, if that is the young man, and that is the young man. He's going to roll to the right and throw along the sideline, and it is caught by DeMuth. who is not the biggest guy out there. 5'7", 135 pounds, but by golly, he made the catch.
That's 135 with all of his gear on, too.
That's soaking wet. So maybe Kay Dodd, that's the heir apparent. He's a junior. 29 seconds to play. And a third down coming up. 66-35. The lead for Prairie here. Still in the four receiver set here. Dodd to Amy. Up the middle. And a little bit of running room. Crosses the 35 and gets down to about the 34-yard line. He'll go for eight. He's another senior. Harrison Amy, 5'8", 175. Clock running. Maybe time for one more play here for Waterloo West. Clock down to 14. Shotgun Dodd under pressure. Going to throw it up for grabs, and it's going to be picked off by Pinter. Pinter with the INT. Prairie gets it back with 3 seconds remaining in the game. Yeah, good for Mr. Pinter.
That will wrap it up with just an abysmal second half for Waterloo West. Fumble on a kick return, two snaps over the punter's head, a safety, and two interceptions to seal the deal. Just a disaster of a second half, but capitalized on by Prairie.
It was a 22-21 game at halftime with Prairie with the lead. Prairie will take a knee out of victory formation and have their first playoff win since 2012. Woo! Hawks win it 66-35. We will take a break, a two-minute timeout, and come back and wrap it up from John Wall Field. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field as the award ceremony taking place down in the field turf. Waterloo West getting their participation medals from Rocky Bennett, and they get a participation trophy as well. And the Prairie Hawks will get another week of football, John.
Yes, they will. And it's nice to be able to have a full week to prepare for a team. Not to mention the fact that it is a district competitor that you fought with all season long. It's going to be a little different this time around because of some people that will be missing, but a whole lot easier than having about 3 days to get ready like the old days schedules were.
Yep. So, and you get a chance maybe to get a Zach Gansky back. after a week's rest instead of 3 days.
Very hopeful, and I hate to sound medical here, but I'm thinking that that was some kind of a shin injury because the ice that was applied to his leg in the fourth quarter down here at the training table on the sideline was not to the knee, and it was not to the ankle. So, you know, if it was a deep bone bruise or something of that nature, got to think he'd be all right for next Friday night.
Prairie and Waterloo West right now, both huddling up around their coaches. We'll get a word from Mark Bliss coming up here in just a little bit. It was a 22-21 game at halftime, and Prairie just exploded, got some help from poor special teams play from Waterloo West. But
it was a combination of Prairie exploding and Waterloo West imploding.
And the Hawks going to make their way to the dressing room. And I think I see Dennis out there with Mark Bliss. And I think they're trying to get old number five there. So, Dennis, if... Well, whenever you're ready, let me know. All right, we're ready. So Dennis down there with head coach Mark Bliss.
All right, we are down here with Prairie coach Mark Bliss. We talked at halftime. You were very concerned. I think the words were we were running on vapors at that time, but you must have filled up that tank at halftime and whatever it was come out. And I believe 5 second-half touchdowns really turned this game around and some opportunistic takeaways from the Waterloo special teams by your defense really turned this thing around. But you guys rushed the ball with commitment and outstanding ball game.
It was a great game in the second half. Our kids did a nice job taking the adjustments we put on the board, and they came out and executed. And I mean, it's about as simple as that. Our kids also understood they were in a dogfight, and they understood they weren't going to come in here and lay down for them. So just because we've had a pretty good year so far, so our kids. It's a testament to them. Once again, God is good. He's blessed our kids, and our kids came out and played really well the second half, and the last 24 minutes it played like the team we hoped they'd be.
As we talked, it was a game of momentum swings in the first half, but I think, and I'll take your thoughts on it, that Levi Usher touchdown streaking down the sideline there with 17 seconds remaining was a huge lift to this team going into the locker room.
So that's a huge momentum shift. Like I said, Big Mo jumped back on our sideline after that touchdown and going in with the lead. So like I said, our kids, I think they had a feel that they knew they could play with these guys. Like I said, they're a very, very athletic football team. And for us to hang 66 points on tonight is just a very, very rare. I'll be honest, we thought we'd be lucky to score that many. You know, we thought we'd be lucky to score 28. That was our goal. And like I said, fortunately enough, our kids did what they did and came out and executed well.
And your team showed a lot of resolve there going down early in the second half and then coming right back and then just really turned the tide, especially late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter.
Oh, absolutely. No, like I said, we were very fortunate at the momentum, the shift to take, you know, toward our sideline. And our kids, like I said, they took advantage of turnovers as well. And like I said, there was about a 21-point swing there within about a four-minute span. And I think our kids started smelling it, and they just found ways to get it done. So
you got some depleted personnel. You got a week to rest. The good news is you got another ball game in this season, and it can end at any time. But you guys get to play one more, and it looks like you got Iowa City West. But the good news is you get to host another playoff game.
We do. Like I said, we're blessed. We're going to be back at home again this next week, and hopefully we can heal and keep things in place to where our kids that are banged up a little bit can heal by next Friday. So that's our hopes and our ambitions, and hopefully we can continue to build on what we started the last 9 weeks.
Well, Coach, I know you want to address your team here. I'll let you go, but congratulations on a great one.
I appreciate it, brother. God bless. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us.
All right, you bet. Well, guys, we were going to try to grab Joe Meyer, but he is with the team. They are wrapping things up down here. Coach Bliss taking an opportunity to address his team. So we'll put a wrap on it down here. Joe Meyer with that 5-touchdown night and an outstanding second half for the Prairie. Prairie Hawks and especially the Prairie offense. So, guys, that'll do it down here, and that'll do it for me for 2016. I'll be out of town next week, and unfortunately, they don't allow sideline reporters at the Uni Dome. Scott, you need to work with the state on changing that rule so that we can get back up there for some playoff football. But good luck to you guys. Great job. Been fun working with you this year, and we capped it off with a dandy here, at least a half of good football, and then Prairie really opened this thing up tonight. But congratulations to the Prairie Hawks and to all the local teams who advanced to the second round of playoffs. We got some exciting football still left in the season, and that's a great thing for this part of the state.
All right, Dennis, thank you as well, and hopefully have you back next year. I think it's the KGYM rule, and I have no idea why they did that to us, but I got a feeling TV is involved, so it's not our fault. But anyway, great job this year. Great job by the Prairie Hawks tonight, John. I don't know what more you can say than what Mark Bliss said down there on the football field.
Yeah, whatever he and his staff talked about at halftime with that team, they should bottle that up and sell it as some kind of an elixir, because two different, completely different teams, first half and the second half, but the result is the same. And whenever you put 66 points up on the board, you know, you've done some things right. Great second half for the Prairie Hawks, and they need to be much more consistent next week if they want to get a win, a second win of the season against a good Iowa City West team.
Well, let's take a look at the stats quickly here. Prairie had a 22-21 lead at halftime and then scored on the first three drives of the second half. Meyer, and Zimmerman got a safety, and then Meyer on the ensuing free kick took it in for his fourth touchdown, fifth touchdown after that, and then Zimmerman got his second. Prairie scored in every drive in the second half, and that's what did it. Prairie with 487 yards of offense tonight to 387 for Waterloo West. Prairie with 359 in the ground, 128 through the air. Dalton Rayner tonight, 6 of 10, 128 yards. He threw for two touchdowns, none bigger than the one at the end of the first half, the bomb to Levi Usher that kind of turned the tide right there for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids. Prairie. Usher with two catches, 78 yards and a touchdown. LaGrange, two catches, 17. Boston caught one for 30 and a touchdown. Joe Meyer caught one for three. Joe Meyer, 23 carries, 209 yards for the Prairie Hawks and five touchdowns tonight. Zach Gansky, before the injury, had eight carries and 26 yards. Braxton Zimmerman, he was terrific. 12 carries, 90 yards, and two touchdowns. Levi Usher, five carries and 48 yards tonight for the Prairie Hawks. Prairie with 15 first downs, five penalties, one turnover in the ball game. For Waterloo West, 387 yards of total offense, 307 through the air. Devin Moore in his final game, the Iowa State signee, 18 of 39 for 300 yards, three touchdowns and one interception. All the touchdowns went to Carlton Todd. He caught five for 170. Lenius caught two. Nine catches for Tayshawn Cooper for a total of 90 yards tonight as well. On the ground, Amy, 10 carries for 80 yards. He had one touchdown. 15 first downs for Waterloo West, penalized four times for a total of 40 yards. Four sacks, none in the second half, and four turnovers tonight for Waterloo West. 2 of 11 on third down tries. Prairie was 5 of 12. 2 out of 3 on fourth down. Waterloo West was 0 for 1 on fourth down tries. And time of possession, we said this was going to be key, and Prairie held it exactly 30 minutes to exactly 18 minutes plus 12 is and 359 yards rushing, two pretty good stats.
Well, that's what they love to do, and if they can keep doing that, they're going to take a deep run into the playoffs. But you're only as good as your next game, and right now, there are some things Prairie's got to get shored up between now and next week.
Next week, Prairie will meet Iowa City West. It'll be right back here at John Wall Field, and that'll be one of the 4A quarterfinals on the eastern half of the state. The other one will be Iowa City High at Kingston to take on Cedar Rapids, Washington. So a pair of dandies in 4A with four Mississippi Valley Conference teams mixing it up. So we'll have an all-MVC semifinal.
Well, I'm partial, as you know, but we love it when that happens.
Absolutely. All right, John, we'll... you have a short trip home, but we'll get things to the scoreboard show, and we will see you next Friday night.
Hard to believe that we're one of the last scores to report when we had a continuous clock.
We were the last score to come in. It was official from Jeff Downing. But you got, the senior walk out there going on.
Even sure they know they've got another game.
They got another game. But, hey, you never know how it goes. But they're going to do it again next week as well. But big thanks to Rocky Bennett, the AD here at Prairie, for all his help. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thank you to all the great sports boosters here at KGYM. If you'd like to be a high school advertiser, give Steve Kane a call at KGYM and let him know that you'd like to be a part the world of high school football. And, of course, thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast here tonight. Stay tuned. All the scores coming up. They may even have the pairings for the quarterfinal round next Friday night. And Jeff Downing will have that for the next hour through 11 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. For Dennis Canuck, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 4A Iowa High School first round playoff matchup tonight. Number 6, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 66. Number 8, Waterloo West, 35. And so long from John Wall Memorial Field.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor,